Blog Talk Radio.
My duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Julio, he moody, yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you with the tulio. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress at the banging bitches and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you
that.
Really wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And God we trust. What? Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Curious, all of my niggas is serious. Shook niggas be walking around fearing us. What? Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Nope. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times a day she to make you delirious. What? Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you're good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas is never, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. They get no prisoners, niggas is straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce from my nigga notorious.
We really wanna party.
Flat spoons.
palm trees. Smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn roof rocks become Brooklyn TP. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hong Kong, I run marathons like Ushuaipan, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reaches Delhi, Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric tracks like Ramadan.
What's going on? I'ma get me come, you know what we soon done. By my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon, trying to front like you're down with Mo Zion. What's going on?
Said it like, yeah, y'all. Just my mic so I can touch it up right quick. Show them how Brooklyn do, you know what I mean? Listen, yo, let's start it up. Let's get it flowing. Let's make a move. Let's get it going. I know it's feeling like everything you want, don't it? And you've been waiting your whole life for one moment. Well, baby, here it is. You better step to it. I know you're ready, right? Then, baby, let's do it. Move your neck to it. Put your arms and legs next to it. Then put whatever else is left to it. See, you're all in. Now you about to rock them. Got your focus, man. Now they got a problem. Who you talking to? Son right there. The man in the mirror. I see him quite clear. Do your thing, Cap. Work it out, dog. Open up their minds. Be about yours. Silence everyone who ever tried to doubt yours. Get your mind right. Keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man. Make it bounce more. Make them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all. I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy tight. Don't ever take me light. It's Cap Love, y'all. And that's what's up, y'all. I beat game. I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all. So put them up, y'all. Brown Sugar Brooklyn, it's about to jump off.
You got to give it to me. You need to give it to me. You better give it to me. Give it to me.
Brown Sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like beans without cook up.
You know you really wanna
give it to me. You better
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me. Give it
brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. A steady rocking like this.
It's like
it. 1, 2, bring it to the foe. That brother Cabby Cab is here, so let him know. This for my hustlers. This for my scramblers.
This
for my sexy mommies.
Sexy mommies.
For everybody.
Everybody.
Bang it at any party. And watch them rock to it. Bounce and pop to it. This here's hot music. Duke, I'm not losing. You need to stop fooling. I know the game very well, boy. I'm not stupid. Sharp and smart moving. Applying a heart to it. Came here to get the ghetto blocks moving. And after rocking them, the porch and backyard's moving. Keep it cracking, cause I love the way that y'all do it.
You got to give it to me.
You need to
give it to me.
You better
give it to me. Give it to
me. Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Observe the way how we make it sound. Put up like, you got to
give it to me.
You need to
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me.
Give it brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. Instead of rocking like this.
Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Network, brought here by our sponsor, Raw Leaks. Why be average when you can be raw? Who in the studio tonight?
I guess it's the gangster lean.
You say you got a lean going. I'm going to have to go ahead and get on some of that. I recognize that giggle. Who is that?
I love it here. It's Dina Storm. Hey, y'all.
Oh, man. We're going to go ahead and have a nice time tonight. We're going to go ahead and talk about legacy a little bit. Trouble? But your spidey sense is tingling. What's going on?
I love it.
I don't know.
Say that again.
I'm going to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
not a bad feeling. It's a good, bad feeling. We get ready to have good, bad fun. That's what we're getting ready to have. All right? I know it's an oxymoron, but that's what we're getting ready to do.
I'm feeling it, though.
It's
not
okay,
being discounted.
I'm really being bad.
Being
Let's
felt.
Go.
Now, Mama Donna, you have been aboard a fantastic roller coaster for the past year plus a little bit of getting into poetry and you done made this whole new branch of your life here, young lady, this whole new branch of your life. When I came into it, Gina, she was doing her thing hard, and then I jumped in on it, and now you jumping in on it. You like one of the newer branches as far as this house is concerned, jumping in on things. Did you ever believe that you'd be doing all of this stuff, Mama Donna, just because you could go ahead and do some poetry?
I kind of lost you there for a second, so I don't know all that you said, but it's been a roller coaster ride, that much I do know.
Yeah. Listening to Gina's war stories had got me ready for all the stuff that we were doing with the small house and up until this point here too. We've done something big, y'all. We got a nomination. And the most ironic part about it is the same radio entity, Epiphany, that gave me my start, you know, they're on the same ticket, you know, for that to even be said is so huge for me. I really look up and admire these guys and gals over here that's been doing all this hard work for all this time. And it was not easy. They carried a lot of water. They carried a lot of water. They nurtured a lot of poets. They've actually given a lot of people a lot of starts. So I'm taking my hat off to these people here tonight. First, here at Epiphany Radio. Gina,
and the first
you
thing
are the
say, I can say for that before, I had wanted to say, because of Epiphany giving you that, and Gina, your starts or whatever, how y'all got started on this radio, and to see both of y'all in the same category, it's a mind-boggling, but I'm going to tell you what other thing. Because of Epiphany giving y'all that opportunity, y'all extended that to me through y'all show. So I appreciate that, too, because I'm learning from the great. So, hey, thank you.
Hey, we appreciate you, Mama. Gina, what do you think about legacy? You've been in this game for a minute. You've seen all different types of looks and things that came down the barrel, some things that blew up and other things that kind of, you know, went by the wayside. What are your thoughts on legacy and what this poetry has done for you?
I think that legacy is just as important as branding. I know when you and I first became friends, I would always be mindful of my brand. And you go like, what does that even mean? What it means is eventually we're not going to be around. Our legacy is what we leave behind. Our brand is what we're establishing now. So if you create a brand and you're true to it, then people will remember you for the good things that you've done, that you've said, and how you've made them feel and impacted their lives. Not many people care about, you know, who gave them $20 when they didn't have it. You know what I mean? Who let them sleep on their couch when they were between apartments. Nah, what they think about is, how did you make me feel? What did you do that impacted my life to make me a better human? And that's branding. When you are true to your brand and you want yourself to be recognized as a decent human, making an impact on the globe, not just your community, not just your town, not just poetry, but in life, you leave a legacy that is priceless for the people that you leave behind. And my legacy obviously would be my daughter and my grandchildren after I'm gone. And I always want them to know that every day I want it to be better than I was the day before, and my only competition is my reflection.
So I guess the legacy is something tangible to go ahead and leave behind because it can help go ahead and, without being there, go ahead and help guide that next gen that's coming through.
It will, because I know my father and my grandfather are gone, but things that I learned from them, I still do to this day. I was grilling, and the first thing I thought about was the coals in the middle of the grill are the hottest. So if I want to get one of those hot dogs where the, you know, the skin breaks open, or I want a hamburger with crispy edges, then it'll be the one in the center. And I would move the burgers around accordingly. And it wasn't like he was here to tell me that. I remembered it, and that was part of his legacy.
Right.
So it's important that you instill things, thoughts, gems, jewels, ideas, life lessons, and learning mistakes that you've gone through along the way that helped you and formed who you are as a person, and it makes you better. You know, if they, people say you know better, you'll do better. Yeah, so every good thing that I learned, I apply it.
You know, that's the truth, too. It's the same way, like, all right, so you got this, your family has this disposition to go ahead and do this one knuckleheaded thing. If it's being passed down that that's the thing that's hurting you, eventually it's going to go ahead and catch on. Like, you know, even though we have a disposition to this, this is not the way to go. Even though all my uncles and fathers were alcoholics, I've seen what that looked like. I don't want to go down that road. Legacy. Mama Donna.
Yes. I'm here.
Being a grandmother also, how do you feel about legacy? You know, we're going to tie all this into poetry eventually, but just off the human aspect, where are you at on that?
You know what? As I was growing up, I never thought about legacy. I never thought about any of that, about what would I leave behind and what would I instill into my children. I was on survivor mode, you know. I was just trying to get from one day to the next. So I've always, of course, you always want your children to love you. And you always want them to have a connection to you, and you always want them to know that they have each other. But I didn't always see myself in that picture of being a legend. You know, I never saw myself as being the matriarch. I don't know what I thought was going to happen as I got older. And then my children had children. And then my focus turned to them, you know. I don't see them as much anymore because they're adults now. But, you know, they're leading their own life, and you hope that whatever part I played in their life, that they are doing something that's going to be greater. You know, because you always want to have your kids do better than what you did. You know, if that's the legacy, then that's the legacy I wanted to leave with my children. Do better than what I did. I wasn't a perfect mother, and I don't think there's any such thing as a perfect mother or father, but I tried to do the best that I could with the limited resources that I had. And resources are not necessarily money, because sometimes you're richer being broke than you are with all the funds in your bank. You know what I'm saying? There's times that we didn't have much, but we clung to each other and we had love. You know, and that was the best currency of it all. And legacy, I don't like to look at legacy as something I leave behind. I like to think I'm a living legacy. You know, I'm still here. I can still impart stuff. I've been given the opportunity time and time again to learn new wisdom and to sit up there and approach my family in a different direction than what I used to. So I'm trying to be a living legend. or living as a living legacy. That when, you know, I used to tell people, you know what, if I'm married, especially because my kids probably died when they were fairly young, but I always say, if I was to get married, I might not always be your wife, but one thing for damn sure, I'm always going to be Wallace and Sherelle's mother. If you walk by my gravesite, you can always say that Wallace and Sherelle's mother. That doesn't change. That's eternity. So that's my legacy, being a mother to my daughter and my son, and being a legacy to my grandchildren. If I have to have a legacy, that's them.
I've felt that. You know, even what we do with this poetry, as far as the type of poetry that, you know, we look into doing, what we get known for. But most poets, when they step up, you already know where they'll be at with their poetry, whether it's freestyle, whether it's a gospel or some hardcore stuff. The art and the craft that they put into their work is something else, as opposed to the content. Some people just have it very, very easy that, you know, of what they do. Other people have to go ahead and work at it. I admire the people that go ahead and work in craft, and like we've seen that thing with Atlas. I used to do my poetry in a similar fashion, but I think it was mainly because I was lazy. But after I got done hearing him explain how he does it, why he does it, and some other little Easter eggs that he had when they had and dropped in there, I was like, you know, this right here is not bad, not a bad way to go. Especially with me, I like to have a more of a polished type of finish on it, and sometimes one word can throw me off. As far as the legacy goes with this poetry, I would like to be known that I gave something to this. And not just lip service, but I really actually did give some blood, sweat, equity into poetry, into wanting everybody around me to be better and willing to listen to the people around me so that I myself can become better in the process also. At the end of the day, I would really like to be known for that. But I would like to be known for the friends I had around me too. Y'all too. I really, y'all are a part of who I am. I think that if people look at my friends and they be like, all right, this was somewhat of what Jared was right here. I really appreciate you guys and been learning from both of y'all. I've been learning from the whole entire house, been learning from the Epiphany universe over here too. Especially my big brother, For Real. Me and For Real, at least from my viewpoint, we have a lot of things in common. I wish I was as cool as he was. It is. But we have a lot of things in common. It's just been really good working with my brother right there. He's been a really good mentor to me. I look at him as my friend also, and as part of who I am, that if they look at that guy right there, they would get at least a fraction of who I am.
But if you're looking at the poetry part of it, legacy, I don't know if I'm even a legacy because you already know how I feel about my writing, you know, and I'm always going to feel that way. The process has been illuminating, frustrating, doubtful. I don't know. It could be all the negatives, but it can also be all the positives. So, you know, it's a journey that I'm taking. I'm willing to take. I haven't put it down yet. You know, there's times I'll be like, why am I doing this? Why do I continue to do this? You know, and I'm never going to be known as a Shakespeare, but I would love to be known as just Mama Donna. So hopefully put something, a thought process in your head that says, okay, let me stop and think about that. You know what? If he came through, I can come through. And if I've done that for one person, I think I've laid down a legacy already. And it's a legacy of showing that, hey, we all have our hard times, but we can get through it. And as long as you believe in your, whatever savior it is for you, and you believe in yourself, you can get through. Because I got through. And this is not a comparison, because everybody goes through their life steps in different directions. But the thing is this here, if it hurts you, if it stifles you, if it prevented you from growing, then that's your trauma. Live through it, speak on it, and then walk away from it. And that's what I had to do. And the pen helped me to do that. But this pen lots, as I like to say.
Yeah. Gina Storm.
Yes, sir.
Is on MOOC.
I was mutating.
Yeah, we were asking what about as far as the legacy of the poetry they were leaving behind. What are your thoughts on that? This.
I think more than anything, and the majority of my poetry has, no matter what the situation was, was reflective of love, my love of people, myself, of others, romantic love, just love is an important thing. We all need it. It makes everything better. And if we had more love, this world wouldn't be in the state that it's in right now. So I look forward to celebrate and salute love. And I would like the legacy of my words to be reflective of my love of love.
Mm. Hey, I'd like to say thank you to both of y'all. Y'all have been doing a lot of water carrying over there at a small house. Y'all are a very large part of the reason why that we got the national nomination this year. We also want to go ahead and celebrate Epiphany, because if either one of us get it, it is a win. If either one, it'll be a win. So I'm rooting for my home. And you know what? I was on a few other platforms before this one, Gina and Mama Donna. But this was the one where I came here, you know, I was kind of playing around like, ooh, I'm doing some poetry. And then when I got serious here, so I don't even count like the first year or two that I was actually even messing around with Epiphany, that I was doing poetry, but the latter half, yeah, definitely. You know, and the sparks has started right here as far as me taking my poetry serious, digging in, listening to J-Rob tell me about some of the different things that he's getting into as far as what poetry has been doing, and Van giving the soft feedback where you know, he's not going to beat you up, but he's going to leave enough breadcrumbs out there. If you really want to know, you can listen, and he's telling you the different places you can make yourself better at. To for real, you know, just a straight shooter, funny guy, you know, Danielle, doing everything in a thousand different directions and maintaining it beautifully. Mojave. Mojave is a network mogul. I don't know how he moves around, how he moves around with the dude. It's very smooth when he moves. VIP, everything that she's given to Epiphany, it's invaluable. It's invaluable. And to maintain a group like this and keep it intact, you know, and not just during the time where it's sunny yet, you know, even when it's raining, it's been here. It's been holding down its legacy of helping poets to become more. It all goes up to the top, you know, to the man for real, and for real allowing the people up under him to move around and flourish and do their things and to bring their best out of themselves. So Epiphany, y'all legacy is definitely intact. You know, we appreciate y'all, the poetry community. All right, we're going to get around to the poetry then.
Look, you're right. That's big facts. You know, I was thinking while you were talking, and all I could say was, I've been part of the Epiphany family off and on about a decade.
You are my first co-host that I've had where I didn't feel like it was a co-host. I felt like you're a host and I'm a host and together we host. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's a primary person involved and then there's a secondary person, and this is not that. And when we bring Mama Donna in, it's not like, you know, a three-way fight for the mic. It's family doing what we love to do. So this has been one of the most amazing experiences that I've had in my history with Talk Shoe and Blog Talk radio shows, and I've had many. So, yeah, this is great, and I appreciate y'all.
You definitely are a journeyman.
let me tell y'all something. You and June, Jay, you and Gina, y'all brought me here dragging me. I didn't ask to be a part of this. Y'all dragged me. I'm just going to let the radio world know. Y'all dragged me into this. Jared bullied me in the small house.
Yeah.
He made me the AM track. So you know what? This is if there's any fault to be given, then Gina and Jay. I'm just letting that be known out there. All right? So don't get up there and keep shining your shoes, Mr. Jay. I'm just letting you know, you know. This is you. This is all
your just out here snitching away. Just putting all the family business out there in the street. Yeah, we did go ahead and she had to do
you
these things.
I'm old lady.
Oh, don't you start that. Don't you even try that.
Yeah,
you know you don't need to believe that yourself.
I can barely walk around and y'all making me see this stuff. But I just want the audience to know what you've done to me. But okay, I'll let it go now.
She got an insurance job going. That's the reason why she talks like that. Everybody, I just caught her doing cartwheels the other day. So, oh man, you are hilarious, Mama.
If she's old and I'm not a spring chicken, then Jay, we just got to lean on you.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was y'all. My back go out like once or twice a year.
What are you talking about?
That's it. You see me drinking
like
one time in the video.
Like
you think I can't
blind.
Walk now?
Lean on me. Gina, that's like a blind leading the blind. Come on, lean on me. Bring you
right.
I can't see you.
She wants to go for the ride. Let her go.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, let's go ahead and get a little bit of poetry in here tonight, then. See what that do.
See what that do. All right. So we want to do age before wisdom or beauty because we know who Jared is. So
it's all like I get disqualified from a lot of things is what it sounds like.
look, Mama Donna, he's outnumbered once again. So
yes, he is. So you know what? I think that's appropriate.
Oh, wait a minute, what does that mean?
The man goes first. I think it's appropriate that the man goes first, you know, because he's a gentleman, because he's supposed to lead you, and we're supposed to be submissive at this point. So let's submit to him doing it first. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is that being said?
Wait a minute.
Jay, the mic is
hold
yours.
On.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Mic I'm just trying to pull there. It up. You want some dead air?
As opposed to you talking? I don't know. Dead air, Jared talking. I don't know which one
dead air. It might be preferable. All right. My defenses are ready for you guys.
Well, it's your
mic.
All right.
Jared.
But y'all got to get your mic, so I'm without eating popcorn and drinking beer while because I'm doing something.
We got
yeah, I know it's going to be entertaining. Don't worry. We're going to mute our mics.
Love y'all. Mean it. All right. Once the life goes out, you can't put it back in. But then the vessel in which you were nestled. Your armor when you tussle. Your embracer when you cuddle. Thing when you hustle. And your dungeon when you're troubled. And these conditions are subtle. A prick could bust the bubble. But to endeavor like the shuttle and not pop a corpuscle. Now that's the true struggle. Making something out of rubble. A better man stands before you having been humbled, having ran and fumbled. Fly his brundle, but like a burglar, I bungled. That's past tense, and I still may stumble. Humility exerts with no muscle. An unseen reality allows one to see evidence of the divinity all around thee. And we, the families like withered trees, the oceans in my blood share the same salinity. The plants are the lungs to breathe, respiration as it blows the breeze, a sneeze, as grows a ragweed. Crimes against God are cancer in we, and we need help. Just don't inconvenience we, and keep it quietly. Got plenty, but the heart needy, greedy, and we must behave violently, especially to those who would love we. Fetch an iron mask, for we are ugly, as a blind man should see. It shouldn't be so easy for we to be we, ignorant to our own blasphemies. Oh, why we make bastard of we, every time that we deny the Father eye to eye, open we leave we. It's all Greek to me, so I say, c'est la vie. Please forgive me, I did not mean to wee wee. Poem.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yay.
I got a question. You look at
yeah. Yes.
And when I heard this morning or this afternoon, the wee wee, I said only Jay would come with a way to sit there and wee wee to Tiffin. I don't understand.
and my question was this: what prompted that? Did you have a prompt when you wrote this piece? Or was there a thought that you had in mind and you executed it that way?
This was one of the first poems I had written. And then the reason why it bounced the way it did all the way through here was because it was basically written like a rap, except for I had, it was vessel, nestled, tussled, cuddled, hustled, troubled, subtle, bubble, shuttle, corpuscle, struggle, rubble, humbled, fumbled, brundled, bungled, stumbled, muscle, and then I got it to the E's, and that led me out on the wee's, wee, wee, wee. So it was written like a rap.
Wee, 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 all the way home.
Wee, 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 wee. It started from C, V, families, trees, salinity, trees, breathe. Breathe, sneeze, ragweed, we, quietly, needy, greedy, violently, ugly, see, easy, we, blasphemies, we, I, we, me, G, me, we. So it was only humble and then words at the end.
I like it. And even with it having the sing song, you were thinking of it as a rap more than a poem cadence, it worked, and you delivered it expertly.
Thank you.
But sure, because when you put a fellow voice on there, I would have never thought of it as to be a rap song or a rap. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know listening to you, that's how you started out. But when you put that a fellow Shakespeare, whatever the heck kind of voice you put on there, it brings it to a poetry, but isn't rap just poetry, set to music? So either way, it works.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
You know,
who we got next in the popcorn pop-up?
Is somebody in the queue? The wee-wee.
No, it's one of us. This the host is.
I got my keys pulled up. You want me to go first, Mama?
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yes,
I got my keys pulled up and I'm ready to go. Do me a favor, Just Jay. Could you shoot Larry a text and let him know that we're on the air? He's wondering where everybody's at.
So.
Please,
all right,
you.
I will.
Not
Mama
problem.
Donna, you going to go ahead and do the honors for us with the lady?
No problem. Ms. Gina Storm, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Mama Donna. I wrote this piece on June the 3rd, 2016. There was a picture, and it says, my G-spot is my mind, give head, I titled the piece, Stimulate My Mind. I'm not just smart, I'm intelligent. I was born this way. I've been a learner ever since and ever since. I'm totally in love with me. I mean that sincerely. Never again gonna dumb myself down or teach you. I'm a cerebral being and a sapiosexual. I'm a wordologist looking to attract my equal. I've been married twice. The first husband wasn't that bad, I guess, if you put them side by side with the sequel. But the problem with being right is our common sense radar isn't always quite right. I'm always trying to fix broken, damaged men, licking my thumb and trying to wipe the bum off of a dude that's not worthy, leaving myself with far less joy. My mind must be stimulated, a grown man whose ego isn't inflated, who grinds like I do. Thank you. You're going to turn me on. Then please appreciate and learn. I'm a lady who has standards higher than my heels. I speak the truth. Many find it unnerving and treat me ill. I'm too grown to be concerned and do what I will. My G-spot is my mind. Give head. A stimulating mind, anyone can get you sweaty. I want to know what that brain do. In peace.
Dang, baby! That was a classy poem right there. That was classy. It was skillful, too. It was a really smart poem. I like to hear smart poems.
Thank you. I try to use the brain that I was given.
Apparently.
Yeah. You know, gray matter matters.
That was very skillful. Mama Donna, what did you think of that poem?
Well, I thought of that poem. It's Gina. It was skillful. When she said, stimulate my mind, you know, what she said, she don't want nobody, I know what she means, but she said, stimulate my mind. And I think that's what a lot of women want. They want somebody to appeal to their mind first and appeal to their emotions before they appeal to the rest of the package. Sometimes men miss the point. And if we're given the time to get to know you, you might be able to see them red flags. They might sit up there and say, you're not the one. Because she said the second one, the sequel wasn't as great as the first one, even though both of them ended. You know, when we try to fix a person, and sometimes, especially for me, and I can't speak for nobody else, I try to fix others, but in the process of fixing others, I neglect myself and I don't fix myself.
Yes,
and I'm
ma'am.
Trying to fix them to take care of me. And they can't do what I need them to do for me because I need to do it for myself. You know,
I had a conversation
with you.
I'm tired. Yes, ma'am. I mean, myself tired trying to fix people. And sometimes people don't want to be fixed, and sometimes they cannot be fixed. You have to meet people where they live and accept them, flaws and all. And I know everybody doesn't have the same level of education or intelligence, but I'm talking about you ain't got no common sense or nothing. Like, you, what?
I never look at a man and see where his, do you have a college degree? Do you have this in your bank account? Do you have this? I try to look at the person. You know, and if you have a goal in mind and if you want somebody to share that goal with you, I will be that person. But when I find out that you're a follower and not a leader, I lose respect for you. So if you're a follower among your friends, you can't be the leader of me. You understand what I'm saying? So those are things that you learn over time. But sometimes you get a desperation just to have somebody in your life that you overlook the things that they're showing you. Because guess what? They can't keep all parts of them secret. You know, everybody can't present the good side all the time. They try.
No, I think it's about 2 weeks. Especially if you live with somebody, it's about 2 weeks. You walk around with them, eventually they're going to start farting and doing some other things.
They're going to show their whole behind.
Yeah.
They're going to show their whole behind to you. And the bottom line is that
sorry,
you got so entrenched that you just... You're entrenched now. You've got your feelings all caught up now. I don't care what happens. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to fix you. I'm going to stick by you. And then you know what? you lost yourself in that process because you just got out there and got off on the wrong foot already. And that's how we Gina. Find ourselves with duds. Gina?
Is that true, Gina?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to answer this. No, I got it. I was trying to figure out how to answer this because I need y'all to understand this. The first time I got married, that husband I was infatuated with. I mean, I'm talking about I wanted to inhale his exhale. I wanted more than anything be his wife. Like I remember probably third date, I'm marrying him in my mind. You know, I don't know what his plans were, but in my mind, yes, I'm marrying him. And then my second husband, because I had been married for 12 years, and then by the time Moses met me, I had been divorced from Saul for 8 years. And during that time, I got to know myself better. So I knew that there were lots of things I wasn't going to put up with. Like, I cannot be yelled at. Like, if you yell, I'm going to be triggered because I feel like you're one step away from hitting me, calling me out my name. So I can't have, you know, like my speaking voice is soft and quiet. So we're using our indoor voices and you start yelling, it's a red flag. And Moses was so quiet and so soft-spoken and so gentle and so kind that he was the polar opposite of what I had just been through, that I felt like it was, you know, worthy. And the sad part about it was, now this is the worst part, and I just got to put this out there because it's a lot of people who are poets, and you're going to understand this. He was in a relationship with Gina Storm. Gina Storm was not available for marriage, Regina Brooks was.
Wow.
By me marrying a fan, yes, I put myself in a trick bag.
It's a lot of movies, yeah.
Yeah. And it had no place to go.
And I guess that's the legacy, though, right? He was in love with the brand.
And the brand is just part of who I am. I don't storm at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am a whole different person. Yeah.
He didn't want to know the source. He just wanted the
piece. He didn't get to meet her. We weren't married long enough for him to learn the difference.
Mm, short engagement, son.
If you blinked in 2014, you missed it.
Okay, there you go. All right, we have one more poet on the host spit. Let me go ahead and look at my Rolodex and see who that is.
Yes, indeed.
No, it ain't you. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, because you got so many hosts. Yeah, Rolodex. Do they still use Rolodex?
Let
I don't even know if they still
see.
Use a Rolodex. What is a Rolodex?
I seen one recently.
Mine worked good.
And I was like, oh, I remember that.
Where?
Look,
was it
like
electronic Rolodex?
No, sir. Real cards that you spin the wheel and go through the names because it's in alphabetical order.
Or was it a rotary phone?
Oh, that
yeah,
was
you
the
can't
word.
Tell the difference between a rotary phone and a Rolodex.
You talking about ancient history?
Are these kids for Ali Kane?
They are.
Yeah, we ready. Can I give it a mic?
Yes, please.
All right. Yay. Mama Donna, mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. I saw a title to a room on Clubhouse. It intrigued me. Are women more upset about being cheated on, or are they embarrassed? My first thought was a stupid-ass title. I decided I would sit and listen to the dialogue. The gaslighting that went on in that room was illuminating. As I listened, I wondered, why would the woman be embarrassed about your fuckboy behavior? She didn't break the covenant between you and her. Now that it becomes the responsibility of the woman for your reckless decision. Browbeating woman and the guys were helping her, it's your fault. I had to find another. Expressing your dissatisfaction when it comes to her appearance, you would look so much better if you lost some weight. Negating the fact she just gave birth to one or more of your children. Can you get rid of those stretch marks? They are unsightly. They ruin the appearance of your body. You are not desirable. I love you, but I don't want you sexually. She risked her life to give birth to your progeny. Now you tell her she is lacking. Then if she is unable or unwilling to change her outer appearance, she is indicted for not loving you enough. What dare you not change for me? It's the audacity for me. Complaining about her nagging when she seeks your attention. It's the woman's fault when you can't find your peace. How dare she confront you on your choices? Taking no responsibility as you fling your penis from sea to shining sea. Telling women they can handle being cheated on better than men. So don't complain, woman. Take the disrespect, disloyalty, lying to cover their treacherous behavior. One guy even had the nerve to tell a woman in the room, if you divorce the man because of his cheating, the woman is destroying the family unit. I sat in astonishment at the blatant hypocrisy of that statement. You break your woman down emotionally and spiritually, diminish her self-esteem by acting out your desires for others. You gaslight her into taking on the responsibility for your fuckboy behavior. Men act like women don't have pride. Why can't they understand how they make women feel? Women are supposed to accept men's proclivity to cheat. If you feel you are justified, why do you lie? Lying compounds the pain you inflict. Men take advantage of women with their gaslighting behavior. You leverage her love for you by testing her loyalty. If she loves me, she wouldn't try to change me. She will stay with me no matter what. Men exclaim this idiocy while simultaneously breaking a woman's heart. There's this chain that has been tethered to women for centuries. We are to swallow whatever a man dishes out. In order to have a facsimile of a man, we have to endure struggle love. Times are changing. Women are breaking the chains that bind them to this disingenuous man-boy behavior. These so-called men are losing their minds, screaming into a void. I provide for the home. I take care of her and the children. She should be grateful that she's number one in his life. Essentially, what they are saying is she's bought and paid for. She's obligated to be quiet. Her voice is silenced. This is the price she has to pay for his financial support. How dare she complain about this cheating? She should expect that as a man, he will be unfaithful. When she expresses the hurt inflicted by his callousness, he negates her feelings for the ego that hangs between his legs. I'm a man. I will do as I please. Damn it, woman, why can't you just deal with it? And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna. I feel like my tongue was tied and tied in tongue.
No, that was in your head. If it was going on, it was adding, because I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. That's what it felt like. I was like, what? Okay, as long as it's a figment of my imagination, because, you know, I'm old and feeble, you know, we start going off into fantasy.
Well, here we go again with that one again. It only must be convenient. Yes, you said that. You heard it, didn't you? Then she'll be in there biting somebody's head off. It's a convenience for me. This piece has a little bit of a story behind
it. Yes, it does. I went in what people call the ratchet room. And I don't know what I ventured. Yes, I do. I was followed by one of our clubhouse members, Atlas. So I went into the room. I saw the title.
No names,
I followed him. I said, oh, he's in here. Okay. I went to the ratchet room. But this time I was prepared. I was prepared to be trolling. I was just going to sit there and listen. Then I said, maybe I'll go up on stage just to see. So I went up on the stage, you know. And by the time I slapped down some reality to some of these men, the next thing I know, I was an old woman. That's why I used that term. I was an old woman. Shut up. I'm a liar. I don't know what I'm talking about. I said, wow, that's interesting. From a little boy. He was getting mad. He was getting real mad. She's stupid. She don't know what she's talking about. She's an old woman. Yada, yada. I was like, wow, that's interesting. And then every time I go to open my mouth to say something back to him, they close my mic. They were closing my mic, and I wasn't even opening it. I said, well, these Negroes are scared.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny.
They're scared. I'm sitting there looking at them closing the mic, and I hadn't even opened it. I hadn't even talked to nobody. I said, why y'all keep closing my mic?
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Exhibit A, the reason why I wasn't listening to none of that stuff she was trying to puppet to y'all ears a few minutes ago. She didn't did a Donald Trump. She came in here and told on herself.
Jared, please stop it, okay? Because
no,
you do not know what
no,
you speak of.
No.
I am an old lady.
No.
He was right.
No.
I can't even be offended by him calling me an old lady because I am an old lady.
He was out there trolling.
You know? You know? And then I go into another room and I spit the piece I just spit. And next thing I know, I was when somebody was defending me, he was Captain Save-A-Ho. I'm like, oh my God, I went from an old woman to a hoe. I'm like, what the hell? I got, boy, I'm living a big life.
You're getting younger.
Oh, I'm getting younger, honey. I'm a liar and a hoe. All because I spit a piece. Life is good. Ah.
Life ain't going to quit,
it
I'm telling you.
You know, it brought back memories. Oh, I was called a whore. I ain't been called that in years.
Jamie, what do you have? What say ye?
Ain't no hoe like an old hoe. I mean,
okay. At least I got this is an experienced hoe, okay?
Right, you're trying to be just disrespectful out here.
And I'm gonna tell you about
right,
the mess and the ratchetness. I popped in a ratchet room today, and Alice was in there as well. And the topic was
okay. No names, Gina. Remember, this was Jared just told
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Okay, so a brother in sin was in there. So of course I pop in to see what's cracking. The topic was, why is it women would rather kiss than have sex? Oh, I don't know what women y'all talking about, but I've actually had sex with people that I didn't want their mouth on my mouth. So I don't know about you, but not everybody wants
their mouth in.
Yeah, kissing and sex are not the same thing.
I don't know where their mouth is.
So I was trolling.
I'll try to kill me.
Some of the people are trying to kiss. They try to go down, then come back and kiss you.
Whoa,
no, no,
watch
going,
out.
No.
Here we go again.
I do not need to touch me or you.
Oh, yeah. You're doing my trolling. I was listening. They kept trying to bring me on stage. Everybody was, you know, trying to bring me up. I'm like, bruh, I'm not coming
I'm
up here. If y'all hear my opinion, this room going to get shut down. So we left it alone. But I listened long enough to know that young people, they're hooking up. They're not kissing. They're not dating. There's no courtship. There's no love.
That's scary.
There is an act. There's an act. And you have a need. It's like, I can't scratch my own back well. Can you scratch my back? I'll scratch yours. We're done. You don't exchange phone numbers. Sometimes you don't even know the person's real name. And it's not even being called a one-night stand. It's just hooking up. So, yeah, with all that hooking up going on out here.
You
know,
sound real, Cat.
Well, I'm a pass.
And even,
on
when
the
living, even when they're living together, Gina, it's a situation. It's not a relationship. It's a situation.
Oh.
Okay, we're
oh,
in
I was
situation.
In a situation.
What's a situation?
Oh, yeah.
What's a situation?
I was in a situation.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Look, hold on. I had a boyfriend, but he was single.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I'm joking.
Okay, I had a husband, and he was
that's
single.
That's mathematically possible.
Oh, she said
I had a husband, and he was single.
See? You win.
Okay. Okay, I was wife, and he was single husband. Different rules. Different rules for different people. Oh, you shouldn't be out in the club because you're a married woman. You know, you shouldn't be in the club because you're a married woman. But then you meet me in a club, Negro, what the hell?
You got to be holding some babies.
Well, I ain't had no babies. My babies were grown at this time when he came in my life. I ain't get married till my kids were grown. Because I wasn't going to have no man try to lord over my children. Mm-mm. It was ratchet beyond ratchet. And you know, I'm going to tell you what set the boy off. One of the guys had said, were women cheating back in the day? I said, of course they were cheating. Who do you think the man was cheating with?
Just one woman?
Well, married women were cheating back in the day. That's why a lot of men that were married find out later on that child that they thought was their child wasn't theirs. Hey, y'all been not looking at paternity court and looking at them 40 and 50 year old people come up there talking about who's my daddy. Come on now. Of course they were cheating. You don't know what you're talking about. You're an old woman. What do you mean? I do know what I'm talking about because I'm an old woman. I'm a product of a cheater. And not disrespecting my mother. I'm a product of a cheater. Because the man she told me that was my father, who she was married to, was not my father. So guess what? It's just a fact. It's not disrespect. It's just a fact. I'm a product of a cheater. So I'm speaking from my experience, and you're sitting there telling me I'm a liar. Oh, wow.
And maybe
think
people get
think
mad
about his
that.
Mother.
How dare you
maybe
he's
think
not a liar
about his mama
that.
And the possibilities.
I don't know. People better just slow it down.
Just slow down.
You handled yourself pretty well with that situation, Mama Donna.
Well, I had no choice because the bottom line is this here. I like I told him, a feeling is not a fact. A fact is a fact. You can get all in your feelings all you want, but it doesn't change the fact.
No wonder you wanted to fight.
No wonder you were mad with me. I'm like, get all in your feelings. Get all the way up in me.
I'm going to move in here, sir.
I might even clap your hand. You're about ready to cry.
Ain't nothing like a young one's tears. I'll tell you what, since we are over the half of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have 52 minutes to call in here. If you wait till the last minute, the Blog Talk lady, she might not be playing with you. She might not be playing with you. She might not want to hear it. So try to call and get in here early. Spit a piece in here. Why don't we go ahead and break it down. We're talking about legacy. So when you guys, when we open up these lines, we're going to be asking you guys about legacy type of talk, legacy type of spiel. So just give us what you got. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, things look different. It doesn't have to be on no grandiosity. It just has to be on you. That's it. Gina.
Yes, Jay?
Yeah, you want to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsor and to the radio station and the beautiful people that make all this happen?
Yes, we're here on the Epiphany Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network. Sponsored by Raw Links, Why Be Ordinary When You Can Be Raw is our sponsor. We are here every other Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the wonderful privilege of having Miss Mama Donna from Small House of Poetry here to ride shotgun with me and Just Jay as we continue our shenanigans and discuss legacy and as it pertains to ourselves and our poetry. Did I just do an epiphany?
Once again, you just did. It was incredible, too, just the same way it is on the other side. All right, we have a caller that has been patient with us. We're going to find out who this strange human being is that would sit there and listen to the shenanigans.
Hopefully we're entertained.
We can find that out, too. They might actually be honest with us and tell us exactly what they take you on it is. I'm about to go ahead and open their mic up now. Ta-da! Dang, mic is open.
Hey, what it do?
Oh, my goodness. Gina, you just did a Rawlings commercial, and guess what happened? Prestidigitation.
Absolutely. All right. Mr. Rawlings himself,
yeah.
Mr. Epiphany, a.k.a. Lynn Maddox, the author and the CEO of this network. How you doing?
Baby. What's up? What's going on, Just Jay? Hey, Gina, Mama Day, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's up,
ain't nothing
y'all?
But the rent or the mortgage, whatever one you call it.
That's it.
I know what you mean. I'm just sitting back and enjoying the conversation I'm hearing from you guys, you know. A lot of y'all you know, took my response, you know. So it's like I don't feel like I need to have to say anything about it.
Oh, no, we're not getting off that easy about your legacy. Not even on a wing or a prayer are you doing that.
Mama, you took most of my stuff. I'm just an old man up in here.
I'm quite sure I did, but I'm quite sure you got enough that you can add on to your own. So don't even try me. I'm old. I'm not feeble. Just old, not feeble.
We could sit him down and talk to him about war stories all night, and that right there would go ahead and give us an outline of legacy.
Yeah. I like what Mama says. So, she don't want to talk about what she leaving behind. You know, as I think about it, you know, that's always been a question that not so much as being hard for me to answer, but I never really think about it or contemplate it. When somebody asks that, like when you're having a feature and they ask you, what would you like to leave behind? What would your legacy be? And all those kind of things. Those questions, like, really take me out. Because I don't think about myself like that. But when I do think about, when I think about it, I feel like I'm able to say, I don't have to wait, pass away to see my legacy moving about. And instead of looking at my kids and thinking about what can I leave behind with them, I look at Epiphany in itself and the many different people involved in Epiphany Radio. My brother Jared, for instance, you know, the conversations that we have on the sidelines ain't got nothing to do with radio, you know, but also including in the conversations we have about radio, the conversations we have about poetry, and this whole business, you know. I get to see it while I'm alive. I get to see it in movement, you know, from looking out. How can I say this? Looking from the outside in, looking at my brother doing his hosting job, looking at Gina doing her thing, I get to see, you know, the legacy in existence. Y'all know what I stand for. You know, we have conversations. Me and Gina go way back, so far back. She knows me. She knows who I am. She know what we're here for and what we're all about right here at Epiphany Radio is having a door open for those that need a door to be open, you know, for a voice to be heard. And that's why it's important for me to always, you know, invite new members in, to keep it fresh up in here, to keep it alive, to keep that feeling alive, man, to have a place for people to be. That might not have that place to be, you know, for more than poetry to be able to release themselves. Cause you know, silence is a killer, you know? And so I get back and I sit back and, I listen and I watch and I hear Jess J, I hear Eugene, I hear you, Mama D, and I hear some of the other hosts and family members of Epiphany Radio when I call into their shows and I see how y'all carry on. And that's a beautiful feeling to me. I know that I can rest in peace, you know, knowing that Epiphany Radio is taken care of, knowing that y'all out there doing y'all thing, providing a place for people to be at, you know, to make comfortable, you know, to give voice to the people of the community, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have to. I want to take that back a little bit. I don't have to rest in peace in order to get that because I'm getting that now, you know. But I said that to say that I can pass on knowing that this thing is covered. This thing is beautiful, you know. So I don't know if I quite answered the question, but that's how I would answer it, you know. I get to see it in motion right now, you know. You know, sort of like people say they're giving you flowers while you're alive. You know?
You know what, man? Your poise with all this is the thing that really gets me, man. Your coolness that you have. You always have this verge of almost being out of control, but cool because I got it under control. It's a... it really, and this is just my perspective of it. It's really a hard, you have to be a hard man to go ahead and do the balancing act on that. And I've been seeing you consistently pulling that through. That's when I really started realizing, oh, this dude is for real. This is for real.
Yeah.
You know, like, it gave me something to look at, man. It's like, you know, this guy's over here doing it different than this percentage over here of people that are doing it. And seeing all those different slices of life, man, and people go ahead and making it work their way under their terms helped to make me go ahead and throw together what I'm doing now. I still feel that mine is a little soft and pudgy, but it's becoming firmer and firmer every day.
Right. I feel that. You know, but knowing you, you've always been one to study. You've been one to put what you've been studying in effect to test it out. You test drive your, you know, who you are as a poet, who you are as a host. You test drive things, find out if it's worked for you. You know, you put time in to be who you are. You know. And you can't knock that, you know? You can't knock that. Somebody who's driving, man. Always found that interesting about you, you know? Or, you know, you have questions. You have questions, and you'll ask them. You know, a lot of us are afraid to ask questions, you know? We don't want to look or seem unknowledgeable, you know? But you'll ask questions, and that question turns into a conversation, you know? And I'm the type that I learn from your questioning. You know, by the time we get off the phone or whatever device we're talking on, I have learned something as well, you know. Got to know you better. Got to know, it's some parts of this thing we call poetry that you help me get better at, you know. I'm not sure you even thought about that or looked at it from that, point of view.
I just think the world is, man, that's about it. It's the long and the short. Just think the world of you, man. And just watching how you all are making all this work and how the respect that you get for the things that you do, man, the things that you have done, the people that you've come across, you know what I'm saying, the heartache that's then come to losing people and so on and so forth, man.
Yeah.
Get in here. Come on.
Yeah, I had to co-sign because, honestly, Larry's one of my favorite people on the planet. Like, I know so many people in the poetry community, and I've been around so many different personalities and spirits and voices and people who I think they're gonna poet until they get rich or die trying. And I feel like you're more like we are, where we want to leave back behind. Our legacy is going to be the words that we left that impacted people's lives and hopefully something in some ways for the better. And your thing that you should have mentioned but didn't, and I'm going to have to because I'm your friend and I would be remiss if I didn't, Rawlings, because that is part of your legacy that you started as a result of your son's passing. And he will live on forever in each piece of jewelry. So I got to get some earrings next. And I just thought I'd put that out there because you're my fan and I love you.
Hey, I thank you for bringing that up because I maybe need to add that too.
Please, and thank you.
When asked that question. But you know me, let me just say this. When it comes to stuff like that, Kimbrella, Taradi, they used to always get on me because I don't promote my stuff. I don't promote, or at the time I wasn't promoting my projects like they thought I should. So they always got on me, you know. That's just me. I don't like putting myself out there like that. I'm a bad salesman. If it was up to me, I'd give everything away. You know what I'm saying? But, as far as a legacy, Epiphany Radio, Raw Links, you know, Neckbone Track Factory, producing music, recording various artists, friends, family members, whoever it might be. to help them immortalize themselves, you know, something they can always hear forever. Poetry at Epiphany Radio. I want to live on way past me. Pass it on. Keep passing it on. Keep bringing younger people and newer people in. You know, keep it alive, man. Because I know when I first got into this thing on Blog Talk or Facebook and all that kind of stuff, I was going through some stuff, okay? I was going through a transition where I had to leave some people behind, people I call family and friends, you know? And I found a new place to be, you know, without them, without those people that was, you know, really that was bringing me down. Because it was a fucked up time for me. Coming onto Facebook and discovering Block Talk Radio, where you can sit at home at the comforts of your sofa and spill your beans, whatever it might be, poetry, conversation, stuff like that, meeting across miles and miles away, Gina, Jess J, Mama Donna, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, having a place with people that you might be going through something, whether you're going through nothing or not, just having a place where the door could be open for you, where you can exist, you know, where you can let go and not to have to deal with bullshit or whatever it may be. Just a place that you could come and take your socks off, okay? That's the greater thing I look at, because I know the state of mind I was in when I first came up in here. You know, I lost a lot of people, but I discovered a lot of people up in here. And that's what I want to leave behind, an open door.
Bro, I feel you on that 100%. and that's the point too, man. Oh, go ahead, Mama Donna.
I just wanted to say something. For somebody that didn't have nothing to say, you sure said a whole lot.
I couldn't stop, Mama.
You know,
after a while,
I don't have nothing
stop.
To add to that. And here you go,
fault.
You added a whole lot. No, it's my
fault.
Oh, that's all right. I will take the blame. I'm an old lady. I'm used to people blaming me for all kinds of things. Because you know what?
You provoked it out of me. I didn't know I had so much in me to say either. But just thinking, you know, and remembering actually my beginnings here, my beginnings on Facebook, it all was therapeutic, seriously. I had come from a past, so I let go of past. I was in a transition. I was being born again. I had found, you know, Christ and all these things, these beautiful things, the discoveries, new people. And that's important to me. It was new people. I had an addiction. I had several. Okay, I was living wrong. I was rock bottom, but I was going through a transition, and meeting the people that I met across the miles, having a place to display my poetry, which was much different than it is today. It was in giving thanks to my new beginning, giving thanks to being delivered from the bullshit that I was, you know, in bondage with. And I mean this serious. My whole transition was here was therapeutic. It was medicinal, you know, because I was going through a real serious change, and I was looking for others that were going through those changes like me, you know, and for the legacy to continue. I think everybody has the recipe, because everybody up in here seems like they got a heart that understands, you know.
Without a doubt, bro.
Well, I understand that. I understand that most definitely, because I think we, like I said, we've all had trauma. It might not be the same as the next person, but trauma is trauma, and if it's traumatizing to you, it's for you to work through, and hopefully that you can work through it with support.
Right. You know what, Mama? It kind of think about, like, when I listen to your story and how you got into poetry. You know, I've heard you speak on that, you know, by way of your son, and you just jumping out there, you know, with that parachute. You just jumped right out there, and here you are right now, you know. So I think about,
well, see, my arms are twisted for me to be here right now. See, Jared did that. He twisted my arm. He twisted it behind.
Did.
Could you believe that he treated the old lady like that? Could you believe that he did
what?
That? I just have to put it out there. I just have to put it out there.
I can actually do.
Okay,
I can believe
you to know.
It because this is, he reminds me of myself. I had to do that as well. If y'all don't know, ask Kimberla how she started out over here. Ask Miss Pearly Danielle how she started over here. You know, ask Van how she started out. You know, you got to have that.
When you see the talent, you just got to go for it.
Yeah, you got to know how to throw people. Some people got to be thrown out under the bus so that their gift can be unwrapped.
Yeah, you know, when I told you that for real, I thought I had your support. But I guess I was wrong. You now just ran over the bus that Garrett ran over.
Who you talking to,
and
for
you
real?
Just ran over twice. But, you know, I tried to get your support.
I thought you said you cried.
I misspoke. Okay, that's all right. I'm an old lady. I think I'm going through dementia right now. Don't worry about it.
Actually, you did have my support. I did understand. I understood what you were saying, and I felt it, but I had to think because I do the same thing, and I've done the same thing, so I had to be truthful.
How dare you think right now? You weren't supposed to think. You were just blindly following me. You weren't supposed to think, okay?
He didn't know no better, oh, well. Mama.
I didn't know better. Help me, Jared.
Okay, I just
Help
gave
me.
You a life lesson. You'll
no,
learn
I'm
the next
out of
time.
Here.
Just save that for the next time.
I'm kind of up there in the age, Mama D. So
he running the old man like you ran yours. Go ahead, for real.
I'm gonna use my old man card right here.
Okay, I guess I gotta let you use it because if I can whip mine out, you can whip yours out.
Oh
Go
my
for it.
God! Wait a minute.
Don't be jealous, Jay.
Jared, don't be jealous because you never want to whip. You always want to try to act like you're a young buck, so you never want to try to whip out your old man card. So
you
know what? Don't be mad because somebody
man.
Whipped it out before you.
You're too young to use your card, Jared. But I do. I am proud of you the way you throw people under the bus. How you drug her in here?
Yeah, wasn't that a thing of beauty, man?
Whatever you took to get her in here,
I still
I'm
got
proud
the skid marks. Okay, I still got the skid marks. It's not a fun thing. Let me tell you now.
So, I have to admit to that, Mama D, because I've done it many times. You know, because people sit on those gifts, and a close mouth don't get fed. You know, it's purpose. Some people have purpose. But it's up to other people to show them what that purpose is or to tell them what that gift is, you know? And a lot of us are gifted. Provoke it out of them. Okay? So I'm glad he got you up in here.
I'm just going to talk it up to a senior moment you're having right now, but I hear what you're saying.
You can't win.
I still can't, Jay. I had her back right there, too.
Yo, you had her up against the wall.
Against the wall.
Gina.
No, but seriously, though. You know? And you know, Gina got the gift of gab, freestyle. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing Gina's freestyle for over at least, it's got to be 12, 13 years, something like that. I'm not sure. I know we go way back.
Almost 14 years, you're right.
Yeah,
and I need to
like
say
that.
This, too, because just like you, Just Jay does not like to promote himself either. He's an amazing photographer. He taught me how to
say
perfect. When I say perfect, I'm talking about my head used to be cocked to the side. I used to have poor lighting on my face. I didn't know how to take a selfie. Every selfie that you've seen of me in the last, let's say, 3 years at least, was due to him. Not only that, but, you got one, Larry. You know what I'm talking about? The painting. Oh, my God, I love mine. It's black, white, gray, and purple. And it's the prettiest thing that I think anybody has ever made for me with their own two hands.
Yeah. I got mine,
that
too.
That means the world to me. Yeah, it means the world to me. He made it for me and my mama, but, you know, it's mine.
Sure,
you got to do better.
That was the first thing I hung when I moved into this new house was the painting that I received
from
my brother.
I saw you did the unwrapping and unveiling, and I was like, oh, I got to do that. I did it, but it wasn't up to Jay's standards. But, hey, that's okay. What?
Yeah.
For real, yours is dope, bro. And then
you know
what?
I can't. I can't speak on that because I have no knowledge of those kind of things that go on. So I'll just close my mic.
But see, Mama, you see what I'm talking about? By him not promoting himself, you had no idea.
I am
only two. I'm on point tonight. So know this. When my book comes out, there has to be a cover photo of the author. You're taking it. I'm just putting you out there on blast right now. Photo credit, J&J Productions. And I want it to be outside because I know everybody thinks that I don't never go outside. And I'm in the garage right now with the door open, practically outside.
You know, they think that, Gina, because you put that out there.
Uh-huh. The moon is full. You ain't seen it. It's crazy.
You put that out there.
Don't get burned out there.
By the moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're out there living recklessly up under the moon.
The moon likes me. It's the sun is not my friend. But I need both of y'all. Self-promote, always.
You're right.
Wherever you go.
I agree.
Because if you don't love on you, who will? And if nobody else does, you do. Promote yourself, my brothers. I'm serious. Stop slacking.
Yeah, for real.
That's all I got to say. No, you too, Jay.
I was thinking the same thing about you, Jay. You need to listen to these ladies, man.
It's tough promoting yourself, man.
It's a necessity. It's called self-promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called self-promotion, but it's real hard to talk about yourself and to put yourself out there because you know what? Your work is your work, and you're putting it out for other people. And say, I have a friend. She sells clothing. She makes African clothing. I don't know how she goes out there because I couldn't do it because if nobody bought my stuff, I'd be devastated. Because I know how I think. You understand? I know how I think.
You didn't promote you. That's what you need to do, Ms. Donna, every time. Promote yourself.
You know me. You're supposed to love me just knowing me. I ain't got to tell you how to love you. If I put the stuff out there, you're supposed to just buy it. Yeah, I ain't got to go through all that. Okay, let me
do love me. So, look, if I had something that you made,
and black
I would
people
be putting
that
it on Front Street. I'd be like, you know what? Mama Donna not going to say nothing about this, but y'all, she can make. And then I will follow with whatever.
That's why I'm going. That's why if I can't make anything, I'm going to never let you know. Okay, that's all right. Thank you for the heads up, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just agree until the storm blows over.
There you go.
We got some poetry to get around to with this young man here. Just then pulled out his ARP card and all the rest of that.
Just finished my last
pack.
Oh, man. I always get one or two. Always. I get one or two. No, I know they already get one. I mostly get two. I'm putting on my seatbelt. Shut up.
It's a hassle to go all the way down and then come all the way down this street.
Yeah.
Man, you need to close that microphone.
Mine.
Gina.
My Saturday night podcast, but.
I had to help her. Okay. How y'all doing?
Yeah, because I think he was trying to let you back in here,
but you're going to have to mute that mic.
Because the air is on.
Yeah, I was going to say, he thought he was going to talk us to death and not spit a piece, but we waiting.
Y'all talking about me?
The love is for real.
Y'all talk about me.
Eat that piece of action, bro. You can't run away with it, man.
Oh,
I thought
man.
You knew this was
look,
all this stuff up here, man. What's going on?
I think one bus rolling over me deserves a bus rolling over you. So, yes, we are talking
just,
about
yeah.
it. Pull it out.
The buddy system.
Pull it out.
I just felt those ties, too. I felt those ties.
You
all
just
felt
those ties, and I can feel the skid marks. Okay, so go ahead.
All right, I'm going to do something old.
Did he go give the mic to have it?
Who did what?
I was asking, was she going to give you the mic, but she just going to have you rep it out there.
Okay, yeah. You
No, I'll let
the
you
mic.
Do that because you know what? You do it, Mr. Jarrett. I'll give you the honors. I'll be
all
mic.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, we're about to go ahead and bring you the man, the myth, the legend himself with the legacy. For real, the poet, sir. Mike, it's yours.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I picture that I can read your mind. I picture that I can read your mind. Picture that. A fading picture. See, I keep our love in a photographed album where the memories play like heartfelt visuals. Evermore's in a sacred place, stored a closed book forever open to the whole of my soul's core, where the deepest parts of me forever wants to be eternally sewn and enchantingly weaved with she, her and me. Picture that. I picture that I can read your mind. Our love in a photographed album. Where forever these memories weep for me. These melancholy sobs strums on silken strings of how we harmonized together, her and me. Breathlessly our wantings, our longing, sharing often of how we dreamt of things to be before the arguing. See, that thirst was never quenched. So much have I not mentioned. The kissing and hugging that played with Father Time felt like eternity forever. Hearts pressed together. How the soft lifts of life entanglements left us spent. Worn out from these loving moments. She was my energy, my bunny, my heart. I can still feel hers beating. So how could this be that what we once had is now what used to be? Fading is her voice's heart in the distance singing, hoo la la la, in this photographed album full of all these abandoned memories. Ooh la la la, ooh. Keepsakes that I keep safe, not on a wall in some frame feeding her photograph I want to last. It's hard to let go of the past. See, I see her face in the clouds. She sits with the Most High now. The angels sing now, hearts now. Mine keeps asking why. How? She's not even dead. She's not dead. She's still living. But to me she be. I've placed her in heaven. It makes it better to suffer this hell that I've been living. No goodbyes or good riddance. Just suddenly missing. Falling out of love as easy as it was to fall in it. Picture that. Memories. Memories in a frame. Kodaks. Take a picture of that. Everything that love said it would be. Everything love said it would be. Love said that it would be that breath breathed that brought peace to me. Love said it. Love said it. Love said that it would complete me. Said that I would need, that I would know it by its songs that it would sing to me. Faded pictures in a broken glass, in a broken glass. Love, Love said that it would be proof in a table set for two. See, she wore my lyrics like a sweater, warmed and feathered. She left me cold, now alone, heart impaired, one chair where I sit and stare. You were once there, but you were once there. It was just a dream. It was just a dream. See, love lied to me, came to me, then abandoned me. Love cheated me. Love cheated on me, cheated under me, right up under me. She cheated, was cheating the whole time. Why couldn't I see this shit? Love. Love said that I wouldn't need sight to see, said that I would know it by its heart. But within all that was said, no one said that it loved, that love, that love would then leave me. Picture that. Like leaves that fall in the fall off trees, leaving behind what used to be. Branches, branches splinter like misunderstandings. Love said that, love said it, love said it, love said that it would be. That it would be there for me. But you never said that it would be temporary. Then you left. Then you left like a thief, ran away with my heart, went away with a heart full of stolen intimacies. Love, you were everything. Your touch, your scent. Now I stare at a place where you've been. Vivid memories escape me. Seasonal. Just wasn't meant to be. Woke up, shook up, eyes tearing up. It was just a dream. A heart that once lived plentiful. Now there's nothing but poverty. It was all just a dream. Everything. Everything that love said it would be was a dream. Then I woke up to nothing but faded memories. Back to sleep, back to sleep. I want to go back to sleep where love awaits me, where love awaits me. While loving a photographed album. Picture that. Picture that. Someone who loves you endlessly, babe. A man like... A man like, a man like me. I just wanna hold on to someone, someone like you. How was your day, baby? Mama said there'll be days like this. Mama said there'll be days like this. You gotta believe in someone. You gotta believe in someone. Someone who loves you endlessly. Love. I keep our love in a photograph album. Picture that.
Whew. That's one of those poems that make you hold your breath while the person doing it.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
Madonna, what you think of that? Yes, sir.
That was epic. That was epic. You ain't hear me clapping? That was epic. You know?
Thank you.
And encompasses a lot of different things in your life when you're in a relationship, loss, love loss, passing away, expectations, disappointments, love promises, but also disappoints.
Thank you, Mama.
It just encompassed a lot of things.
Gina. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Man, this poem right here, man, this is one of those epic, for real, Odyssey, Iliad, through love, man. Picture that, a fading picture. The deep part of me wants to be, picture that, I love living forever. These memories weeping for me, her and me wanting, dreaming how things could be. So much I haven't mentioned, crushed together. What we had is what we used to be. memories in a frame, love said it would be. And you know what? When you kept getting to the love said it would be, you was going through this thing where it was like a trigger that, you know, love said it would be like this, but the things weren't quite like that. And you was saying it with the instance of it being a trigger. Man, I was listening to some of the technicals on this, bro. You was getting down.
Hey, thanks, bro. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir, man. You said love said it, that it would be proof, warmed and feathered. You were once there, love abandoning. Love said you don't need a heart to see. Picture that, the fall of leaves and trees. When you got to love, say it again. Then, you know, you start hitting it hard. I want to go back to sleep. Picture that. Man, crazy.
Wow. Hey, thanks for that, man. Thank you. I'm glad you caught those pieces, those parts, man, because they all mean something, you know. The many times that we feel that love has lied to us, you know, because love did say that. Or we thought that this love told us that it would end up this way, but a lot of times it don't, you know.
Right, the way it should be. I mean, the simplified version, all you have to do is just love a person, and then that's all it takes for love to thrive.
There you go.
And the hard reality is the killer.
Yeah. Falling out of love just the same way we fell into it. You know?
Yes, sir.
Or did we fall in love with the idea of love?
That's the part right there. I think more or less it's falling into the idea of love, that fantasy that we all have that's ingrained in us, you know? We want to fall into that fantasy because that's what it seems love is, a fantasy, true love.
Yeah, I have a piece where I talk about Harlequin. I grew up on Harlequin romances, you know.
Ooh,
they were little,
me too.
Pansy little girl romances, you know. You're going to meet your man in shining armor. He's going to sweep you off your feet and write everything off. Of, you know, yeah, I was living in fantasy land. And then reality hit me. So, you know, so my idea of love would never grow into what I wanted it to be. Because guess what? Real people came attached to it.
Okay. Mama, I think let me tell you something. When Jay was interviewing me, when I had my feature over there at Clubhouse, right, he asked me a question. I was telling him a story about how I found a box of nothing but Harlequin romance novels. I was about maybe 17. I was about 17, something like that. So I grew up with that in me, you know, that fantasy, that romance, that old-fashioned, old-school, you know, let me help you with your cheer, open the door for you, kiss a woman's hand. I used to go around kissing hands, you know. So, it's ingrained in me. I don't see it today, but yeah, I grew up on Harlequin romance novels as well. Yeah.
It's a lost art.
So.
You know, like Gina was saying, let's hit it and let's go on our separate ways. And then you get with a girl and you hit it, and next you know she's a hoe. And I'm sitting there, well, who made her a hoe? Because you didn't want to get to know her, so you're downing her for giving up of her body so quickly. But then if she don't give up her body quickly, and you work on her until she gives up the body, and she's still a hoe, so what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
There's no romance there. It's just, we're just going for the end goal. And, you know, we don't take, it's no, and unfortunately sometimes, for real, it's even among the older men. They've gotten caught up in this instant gratification thing. They don't feel like they have to romance people anymore. But women love to be romance. They're saying women are masculine. No, women are not masculine. We want to be romance. We want to be pursued. We want to be that we're wanted and desired. But
yeah, I love the romance.
I'm not going to give you that part of me, and all you want to do is tumble in bed. Why would you get the feminine side of me when you never looked for it?
I hear you. You know,
that's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, I hear you, Mama. I hear you. But it's a whole different world right now. I think the ladies, I don't know, maybe it was just the ones I was dating or whatever, but they want a little bit more something than, they want something a little bit more tangible than romance itself. You know, love ain't good enough itself. Respect ain't good enough on its own. You know, it has to be attached. It has to come with something. Yeah, it has to come with something. And, the, you know, the truth, when you speak the truth, I found to some people, they take it as you put. If you're like one of those guys that's out here quick with the tongue and all that kind of good shit, you know, people can't even recognize the truth when it's coming at them because so many lies came before that. You know, so it's just tricky. I find it so tricky that I don't have the energy spend on discovering, you know.
I know
that. You know, it's like mining for gold. Who has the energy for that shit?
Right.
You know?
And the whole thing about it is you're really just dealing with everybody's past traumas. And sometimes their past traumas might, even though y'all good together, but y'all traumas might conflict. And if the traumas are conflicting, then one person becoming triggered by another person's trauma, and the first person can't even help what they're doing.
Right. Right.
You know, it's not even it conflicts. It's not even that it conflicts. You haven't even addressed your own trauma, and you're trying to get in with somebody, and they haven't addressed their trauma. And together, neither one of y'all addressing trauma. Y'all just adding on to trauma. So it's combustible. And people don't want to. Romance, it's really, romance is about getting to know somebody, getting to know the person before you get to know their body. And a lot of people want
to
get away from knowing that.
And that's where the problem comes in at, you know. Because you're getting to know them, and you're finding out that that's not what you want. But it's too late. You're up in the game, you know what I'm saying? But,
Yeah, because sometimes nowadays, if a man takes a woman out and say she goes out with him, she sees that this is not going to go anywhere. I don't like the idea of ghosts, but I would say this will never go somewhere. Some people get offended because they don't want to hear the truth, and they think you used them to get a meal. I could pay for this meal, your meal, and everybody else's meal if I choose to, but I came out to get to know you. And so far, life has become so transactional. I do for you. You have to give me something.
I'm hearing you. Let me say something right quick. Ron, if you out there, man, if you can hear me, I hope you press 1, bro. Jay, that person is an old school, my brother, Ron Cassidy, you know what I'm saying? He's a phenomenal voice actor and poet, and my Cherokee brother. Yeah, bring him up in this joint, man.
Oh, I need the first 3.
That's the 1111111.
My man. Sir, welcome to Epiphany.
Yeah, that's real. He's a man. He's the myth. He is the legend. Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, Ron?
Oh, just hanging out. I was sitting there like, man. For real, singing again, man. He's copying my style. Or maybe
this guy right here, this guy calls into radio station and to poetry shows and impersonates me, man.
Oh, I got to hear that. Yeah. I got to hear that before he gets out of here.
Impersonate me. I finally caught up with him. I got you, Ron.
Yeah, I'm much prettier than this man. I'm just telling you right now. But
keep it a buck, we can go.
Nah, I don't know. I can do something short here. Here's something I can do like him. Come bring me your sadness.
You gonna stop doing that song, man?
I mean, I liked it before I even heard you do it. So
it sounds like you gave some extra inspiration and oomph in there, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I've been hearing Pharrell been doing, I don't know, 15 years now or something like that. He's always kind of impressed me. You know, he does the singing and the really your voice at the same time, and you know, it's like he's the first person I ever heard beside myself ever do that. So I mean, he's always sharpening that knife, man. He's always getting that talent out there, you know. So what can I say? Yeah, I'm still here.
My bad. Okay. I'm up here mutating like a mug. I'm up here monologuing like a villain. Hey, Ron, I would like you to go. Yeah, we'll get around to that one. Hey, Ron, I would like you to meet Gina Storm.
Oh. He said no, Gina.
Hello. Hi. Welcome, hey, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And also Mama Donna.
Good evening. Good evening. Hopefully I can make all
and
the names right.
And the Long Talk Lady wants her pound of flesh, too. She said we have 70 seconds before all this goes kablooey, so if you are listening in, go ahead and call in now so you can become a part of this. Go ahead and spit a piece for us. We have plenty of people in the house, but there are no hands up. When the hands start getting up, we go ahead and bring y'all up. Appreciate y'all for sitting in here and listening. By you sitting in here and listening, that's worth its weight in gold, because that means that you are being entertained, and that's exactly what we want to be doing for y'all tonight. Back to you, Ron. Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Do
yes,
you do
sir.
Poetry, man?
Yeah, I've done a little bit over the years. Yeah.
Pretty good, huh, for real? He's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. This guy's a professional.
He
kind of
reminds me of the guy that...
Hey, Jay, this guy's a professional voice actor. I'm not sure if he's still doing it, but that's what he's known for. He is a poet and singer, all right? So don't let him... No, don't let him get away with that.
I ain't gonna let him do that. To
it's just nice to know I'm not the only one he throws up under the bus. So what essentially is that this was a split of piece of us. I guess that's what he's trying to tell us subtly. So
that's right.
So Jared, give him the mic, please.
Ron, would you like to have this mic, sir?
We're not asking for permission. What the heck?
No, I'm doing this. Watch out, old lady. Ron, would you like the mic, sir?
Not if for real I already told him he was doing the piece. Just give the man the mic.
Let me find something, and I'll get something for you.
See, I told you. See, that bullying thing rubbed off on me. What the hell?
No, you got your own lane with that.
Yeah, do some of that stuff.
Bring that Miff Weaver. It's also known as the Miff Weaver.
Mithril Weaver. Yeah. All right. That's... Okay, here we go.
Well, let me go ahead and get you this mic, sir, so you can take command of this stage. Ron, sir.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Of course, my style is when I begin, I say fade in, and you know sometimes I pause or something so people don't cut in. I'm not done until I say fade out, unless I'm just real bad and you can cut me off. Obviously, it's your show, so if you feel me. Anyway, I call this my trail of tears ends here. Fade in. Gather around the campfire at the feet of the Mithril Weaver, listen, hear my words that beat the resonance, that pop, that crackle, that campfire light. Hold close the ones that you hold dear, for I have a tale I would have you to hear, and my trail of tales ends here. And we should bow our heads low in shame, even unto this day, about the Trail of Tears and those who died along the way. And each mile of this infamous trail marks the graves of those who died, that family, related, the blood of mine. 4,000 poor souls, all marks of shame we tried to hide. And you could still hear them cry along that Trail of Tears. And listen with your heart, not with your ears. And the drum beats as our heart, a heart that beats of the land, of the sound of the spirits of whispering, of the family, of the pride, my clan. But the beat goes from my ancestral drums, war paint across our face, white devils. Here they come. We'll never bow down to the man or call you majesty, for our land's ours. This is a political prison. We demand amnesty and immunity for all my native communities. Together we stand, divided we fall. We need unity. And the struggle continues. Never forget Wounded Knee. In 1809 at Ogallala, again 1973, only a few of ours lived, for you killed and killed, and only taken some of your troops, some of the things, but over time you've killed ours by the millions. Hell, your old damn people blow up government buildings. Well, people who live in grass buildings, they shouldn't throw those stones. You know, my brother, man, you're not alone. I know men that are doing time for crimes that didn't commit. The guilty government has done a lot more than just that shit. Murder one, faith, theft, false imprisonment, and rape, trespassing, strong-arming, robbery, and just plural hate, kidnapping, slavery, other hate crimes. But don't you think that I hate your people just because you hate mine? You see, because even though genocide rained down on my people like a plague and designated all my flavor in my hand and my messing blade, for now I'm riding shotgun with my warrior syndicates, born to pick up a check for this wrongful imprisonment. And it's a damn shame, isn't it? The justice is filthy. Where's the burden of proof? Innocent until proven guilty. And where's all the evidence? Release the hidden documents. For you make sick on my slam with all of us, our nation's true occupants. And then we will see, and then we will be, and you hear the cry for the ones that are no one else and nowhere here to be. And that's all for me. Faya.
Whoa, that was intense, bro. Was this something that you had read for Gage already?
It's just something I've been throwing together for a while now.
It sounds like
on the top of my list. And I thought, hey, probably something you guys don't hear very much of, so I thought I'd spit it out for you.
It felt like I was listening to a narration to a movie. Or a really good, clean documentary. The visual images that you gave were stark. The riding shotgun. The whole nine. Let me go through this right quick, man. Trail of Tears. Oh no, you started out with gathering us around the campfire, the pale tears, and who died along the way. Damn. Can you tell us about that, brother? I know what it is, but give us a clearer image of this, sir.
Well, the thing is when I read poetry, I'm not really a traditional, when you listen to poetry, it's no offense, just the way it is. There are black shows, and they're what I call white shows. There's white shows, where you do, like, the technical stuff, and you read it, without getting all the technical stuff right. And then, of course, then there's the African-American shows, where people, the rules are a little looser, but you have more soul, you have more feeling, you break some of the rules because, you feel yourself through it, you know. So what I try to do is I try to appeal to both of those people by acting like I fade into this picture, you know, into a different place, and I come back out. Like people sitting around the fire, you know, Native Americans have like powwows, and they'll tell stories around a campfire, you know. And that's the kind of whole vibe I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get people to not just hear my words, but kind of get the mind eye feeling for it. You know, I mean, sure, there's great technicality, and I can appreciate a good technical poem, but something with heart really touches, really speaks to me. So at least what I try to do. So.
Oh, it did that, brother.
Try to get
any further feedback for Ron. Thank you for bringing that in here, brother.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry I had to twist your arm, but it was worth the twist. Your tone, the way you speak, even the way that you just explained that makes a lot of sense, because with your voice, you're drawing people in, and you're captivating them with your words and your storytelling. And I had to sit back and just soak it in, because I didn't want it to end. I was just soaking it all in. You have a very powerful way of expressing yourself and captivating the people, and you use your instrument very well, which is your voice. So thank you.
Far, far too kind, but thank you. I appreciate that.
All I can
Gina.
Say is that was a treat. Yeah, because absolutely, I wasn't expecting that. Like, it was next level. This level of poetry and your cadence and the way that you delivered it, I have to agree with both Jay and Mama Donna, because it was so captivating. Like, you drew us in to the point where we didn't have a choice but to be engaged, and that's what I love more than anything. I just wanted to know if there are any other places that you share your poetry.
I've got, of course, a Reverb Nation site. My name is spelled KONSTANTIN.
Okay.
And MITHRILWEABER, Constantine the Mithril Weaver. Of course, if you look that up, you'll find also my YouTube and
oh my God, I didn't know that was you. I've read your poetry before.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
Oh.
Honestly,
my
suggestion would be
this. You know who I was,
so
you probably wouldn't let me read, right?
You know, kind
yeah,
of
you.
Look,
if you don't have the Clubhouse app, you should download it and then follow the Small House of Poetry. We have back-to-back speed rounds on Saturday afternoons at 1 Eastern and at 1 Central Standard Time in the U.S. and at 2 Eastern. And then on Sunday evening, we have our 6 p.m. living room, and that's at 7 Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., as well as Monday morning. Join us at 7 a.m., 8 Eastern Standard Time, and we have, it's literally a morning talk show, like talk show radio, and rather than us play music, we have poetry. So feel free to come over and check us out and join us as well. We'd love to have you there.
Well, thank you, and I guess I'll go back to you there in the studio.
For real.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Am I? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Gina, you, I'm surprised you don't remember Constantine. He goes way back to the old school, Block Talk old school. Great storytelling, man. Are you still performing, I want to ask you, these days?
I still do some. I kind of slowed down a little bit. I have diabetes now, you know, and so I had to change a lot of things in my life and change the way I was living and the way I eat and how much I travel. And also, to be honest, I,
right.
I, I've been doing the whole thing with the Jaguars. You know, I restore old Jaguars and resell them. So that takes a lot of my time that I used to, you know, do with poetry. But, yeah, I still do. Mm-hmm. It's just not as much. But I think maybe I give a little bit more thought, so maybe I do it with a little bit more accuracy if it's not quite as prolific. So, you know.
Right. Well, you know, what first got me hooked on this man was the way he delivers his pieces and his storytelling. He would come on there, he would come on the air and have sound effects and the whole gambit. And you would thought you was at a performance art, you know, theater or something, you know. I remember that, man. Got my first microphone so that I can learn how to do the same thing, you know. Hey, man, beautiful hearing from you, man. I'm glad that you called in.
And I appreciate it. It's like I'm sitting there just looking at something just entirely different, and I came across your name. It's like, yeah, I had to check out and see if there's anything going on. I'm glad I came in.
Yeah, I'm glad too. This guy, he's got a lot going on, Jay. You might want to check him out, man. And worthy of a feature, for real. He has a story to tell, you know. All kinds of stuff, man. Political. He's got a political journey he went through. You know, he could talk to you about the Native Americans, man, and what they went through and been going through. Things, all kinds of stuff, man. So thankful that you're still with us, my man. For real, we got to catch up. But thank you for calling in.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate you for coming in, brother, man. This is just Jay and Gina's show, man. And Pharrell gave us the opportunity to get over here and see what we can do, Constantine. There's been a good marriage, man, in between what we do and the platform that's here. Hope to hear you come through here again. This is the way we kind of kick it and be small and intimate, man. And we bring people in. We make them family.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. And I always try to just, you know, no matter who they are, you know, I just try to, you know, see beyond the exterior and see the heart, you know, and the feeling and the source of, you know, the words and the cadence and the rhyme or the lack thereof, you know, sometimes. I'm just not much of a critic. I like all poets, you know. I always try to find the glass half full in everybody, you know, and sometimes they're a little bit fuller, sometimes not so much so, but
my man,
like, don't ever ask me to judge a poetry contest, because I'm not being critical.
Everyone's getting
chips
tonight.
I love my
poetry. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, man, we're about to go ahead and move it to the back, man. If you stay through here and listen, we might go ahead and throw together a speed round. I'll be able to let you know in the next 15 to 20 minutes, sir.
Man, peace.
All right, Ryan. One love, man.
One love, one mind.
All right. All right, we got a let me see what the hell. Let's go ahead and just open it up, and then we go ahead and find out that way. It's a stick-up. Who is this?
Who you be?
Hello?
Who do you have here?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, Free.
That's Frank.
Hey, Free.
What up, Gina?
Why you come in like that, man? I almost had me ready to shut the whole station down for the night. What's up,
I didn't
like
realize you were talking to me.
Jared, he came in the house creeping.
Yeah.
Is anybody there?
What the hell?
What's going on, y'all?
He came, bro.
Peep in a little bit.
All right, man. We want to hear one of them old frequency poems. But before you do that, man, we have a question for you, man, about legacy, man. We've been talking about legacy a little bit. I let Constantine get away without hollering at him about it. But legacy, man, we've been talking about legacy as far as our family, and then we've been talking about legacy as far as this poetry stuff, man. As far as, like, what do we want to leave behind? Somebody could say, like, frequency. Oh, yeah, that guy, this, that, and the other. Start out with the legacy for the family, and then go ahead and tell us about the legacy for your poetry, brother.
Man, legacy for the family. Well, I mean, I'd love to leave riches behind. Lord knows I would. But I think principles and a way of life, man, is very, very, very important. Certain guidelines to walk to, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, I was actually contemplating on writing. I had a prompt given to me, and it's how does a king pass his crown without letting it fall?
Where you get that from, bro?
Oh, that's that was in from Partners in Rhyme, Scott Harrell.
Oh, right.
Yes, sir.
Man, Scott be laying some deep ones on you, bro.
Yeah.
That last one you did
about
your daughter, man.
Appreciate you, man. But so, you know, I was thinking about that, and I think it's more so the crown. And I'm pretty sure this answers the question, because the ideas I was coming up with, I haven't even started writing, but it's basically the crown doesn't have to be something physical. The crown is in the words that I use, the way that I walk, you know, what they see me do. These are things that I'm passing down. And by keeping my circle tight, keeping my family tight, there isn't no room for the crown to fall. You know what I mean? So that's the legacy I'm trying to leave, man. I was at a funeral tonight. What time is it? Yeah, it's earlier this morning. I just got back from, you know, the repast, and then there was the after we go extra, man. But my family is deep, so
yeah.
It's been a whole day ordeal. It was yesterday's ordeal, today's ordeal, and it's gonna be more tomorrow. But yeah,
it's more of a celebration than a whole walking slow type of thing.
Yeah.
Celebration
of life. And what you heard all day was about legacy. So it's crazy that you guys are talking about this. It's legacy. And that's what had me thinking about the piece. It's, you know, all day, all you heard was the legacy and what he's passed down to his children and their children. This is my uncle, but he's kind of like a grandfather, you know, so...
What type of guy was he before you go into your piece, brother?
Oh, man. This man, humble, very humble man. He was business savvy. He didn't just bring his family up. He brought everyone up around him. He was that guy who would give you the advice. And lay you out a plan. It wasn't even always about business. He would give you life lessons if you listen. You know what I mean? If only you listen, he'll tell you how to do it, show you where to get it. You know, he was that guy. You know, yeah, man. So, you know what? I'm gonna change the piece I was gonna do. We talk out here talking about legacies.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you have
you
it queued up
poetry.
Right now? About poetry, too. I thought it was going to tie into that, but you can go ahead and let us know. I'm going to tell you what. You let us know about the poetry, the legacy of poetry, then from there you can go ahead and segue into your own poem. Frequency, sir. Mike is yours.
All right. As far as poetry legacy, I want to be remembered as, and what I want to leave with my poetry, man, is man, you know, I see poetry as something that is strong yet fragile. And the reason I say that is because I think what we do is very sacred. What we do is not just playing with the words and the artistry of it, but the importance of it, which makes it delicate. And what we can't say can be things that are heavy, and that makes it strong, but the message that we can convey can be powerful, man, and it can move people. It could be things that people need to hear. There's, you know, people look for revolutionaries and some look up to their politicians, some look up to those in charge, but sometimes it's up to that poet that may not even be known. And you can read that work and walk away thinking, you know what, I could do this. Whatever they convey in their pieces can actually change people, can make people go beyond what they thought they were even there was possible for them. So I think what we do, that's what I want to leave as far as my poetry goes. If I could change at least one person's mind and bring them to do something that, and even if it start with my children, then hey, that would be worth it for me. Yeah, man. So since we are on legacies, I guess I'll do this piece. The legacy I leave is identity. Seeds planted in the soil of life that lives and breathes where fate meets destiny. I leave the next level of vessels blessed with that which is best in me. Test of me. To mold, guide, and protect, I must succeed where some before me failed. Indeed, I will prevail. Trust in me. In them, I will instill honesty, confidence, kindness, empathy, courage, compassion, integrity, love, respect, responsibility, self-control, gratitude, creativity, humility, perseverance, generosity, discipline, curiosity, hardworking, punctuality, the ability to dream, to trust but question and stand with dignity, demanding equality. I leave reflections of my presence, an extension of my essence, lessons handed from generations and blessings. The legacy I leave is soundness of mind and pouring of spiritual sands on grounds of temples in which we stand. I leave behind heartbeats of mine and those prior to me who came that echoes the halls of offsprings trusted to me. The legacy I leave is legacy. Creativity in the image of artistry, I leave poetry. See, like spoken word needs sound and life needs breath. I leave children of sound minds blessed with the breath of life to speak untampered truth and express their minds, echoing the sounds of pure grain sands that pour from this bloodline through the passage of time, the carrying and fulfillment of destiny. The legacy I leave is legacy. Legacy that carves the stones of existence, creating ripples in the waters of space and time, drawing lines in the soil of life with purpose and identity, hoping they grow with vision. The legacy I leave is my children. Boom.
Wow. Talk about a standing the assignment. Right. Frequency came in here and kicked the door in. And
I can't
blew
stand
it away. I always say this. I'm going to be you when I grow up.
Me too.
I appreciate you. Yeah, man, I think it all just came full circle. As far as the entire topic of the day was legacy. I mean, what else do you talk about when you're speaking on someone who passed, right? But the legacy that they've left, the impact that they've had. So, and then I come in here, you know, I'm usually not on here. And you guys are talking about legacy.
Yeah, we're about to talk about that legacy, bro.
Yeah. Something's telling me. Something's talking to me, you know, so, yeah, man. Nah, I appreciate this open mic, y'all.
Man, you are a great poet, man. Go ahead, mama.
You know what I feel, Frequency?
Thank you, sir.
I feel like this here. All that you talked about before you spit your piece, you didn't even have to talk about because you wrapped it all up in that piece.
It was in the piece, and, right? That's crazy.
Right, it was in the piece. Everything that led up to you to get to that piece was in your piece. And it was so massively done, you know, and I could feel it. And then the end is everything you pour into your child. That's your legacy. You know, the man that you said was that passed, your uncle, he poured his legacy into each and every person that he met by helping them. It might not be with a business, but he helped them by giving them advice. That's his legacy.
Right.
So that's the most that we could ever is touch somebody on a personal level and hope they at some point in time they remember you and what you did for them and how they made you, how you made them feel. Legacy. So I love that.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, Mama Donna.
Bro,
yeah,
I had a...
meant to be tonight.
Definitely was.
Go ahead, bro.
I had started taking notes a little bit ways into it because you kind of stunned me in the beginning. The ability to dream, an extension of my essence. I leave behind the heartbeat of offspring. I leave poetry. I leave children of sound mind echoing through the pure bloodline. Legacy that leaves ripples through space and time. And there was just stuff like that in there, man. It's just nuts, bro. Mr. Maddox?
Hey, man. Hey, what's up, my brother Frequency? Hey, I'm just saying, look, you know, I like the dramatics, man. I like the way he delivered that piece and how it drugged me in, you know. It's almost like it was part of his storyline. Like you can just visualize it so, you know, poignantly. Like I say, man, I love that, man. And I thank him for sharing that with us.
Hey, I know that you guys had a celebration of life today. I still don't want to let it be passed without us giving our condolences. You know, we understand that whole process there, but at the same time, we do miss our people in between that time.
That's right.
He says he's having a hard time getting back on. He don't know what happened.
He got bumped
That's
off
why
and he can't get back here. Let me go see.
Yeah, he's in overtime.
Yeah, overtime is a death now.
Yeah. You'd have to three-way him in.
Yep. I'm trying to let it pull up now and see if he's still in here somehow.
Yeah, I had to let for real no think let him think he was ignoring him. He just got dropped out and couldn't get back in.
Thank you, Mama.
He's ruthless, but he ain't that ruthless.
No problem. Stop talking about yourself, Jared.
I know. You know how I am. I'll be reflective.
Oh, my. I don't want no parts of that.
Come on, man. Get a healthy bowl of it, man. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You was hoping you come in there and help him out, and you just left them hanging like laundry on the line. Mm-hmm. I see you for real.
I know. I might have to get better. That's the only I'm going to do it. I must apply myself. I'm not living up to my potential.
Was
just like my report card said all years ago. All right. Hey, it looks like we're through all the callers. How you guys feel about a speed round?
That's up to y'all.
Yeah, well.
All right.
You know. I don't know. Might as well make me last if we're going to do it. Because if I do
that
my
sound
piece,
good to me.
Nobody will have, we won't have no more time. My piece is about 45 minutes long.
Oh, you know you're shucking and jiving. Jiving and shucking.
This man is a prolific writer. That's a deal, yeah. We'll let you run into the blog talk later, take a second, run you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 445.
We'll
that's
be like
you.
A small house of poetry, 3 minutes or less. 3 minutes or less. That's all we doing.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, are you in on this? Gina, as in storm, inclement weather with an E. All right. I guess she's going to do try to show up in the nick of time. If anybody wants to get in on this.
I hope you're not muted, Gina.
She probably monologuing. If anybody else wants to go ahead and get in on this quick cipher, right now would be the time to go ahead and raise your hand. You may think you have your hand raised, but it's not. Then we can go ahead and go from there. It'd be nice if Gina went ahead and said something because she tried to come in halfway and could throw off things. So what we're going to do this speed round is when your microphone opens up, then it's your time to spit. When the microphone opens up, then it's your time to spit. Right now, we have Constantine. Let me bring you in here, brother.
Jared, I'm here. I don't know if you can still see Free. He said that he thinks he's out of cue.
Just in case you were wondering, that last voice wasn't Constantine.
Is it still there? 571.
Crap.
I don't know if his call dropped, but it'll be too late for him to come back in. Want me to try to grab him on the three-way?
Would you?
I will. Oh, please.
Appreciate you. All right. So this is our lineup. We're going to have Mama Donna. Nope. We're going to have you go first, Constantine. I mean, Ron. I apologize. And your name is not Constantine, right, sir?
No, my name is Constantine. It's my last name. It's what most people call me by.
Got you.
But you can call me anything you want. It's all you can do with a smile on your face, man. It's we're all good.
I heard that, man. I've been just saying, well, I ain't about to fight with nobody over here. I kick your ass to prove it.
Stop trying to fight with people that we love. Constantine is family now. I got free on the other line, and he's here. I merged the call. So when we go into the speed round, this is what we'll do. Jay's going to give us the order. So, Jay, if you want me to go first, say that, you know, you give us the lineup, and then we'll act accordingly.
All right. As I open up the microphones, that'll be your turn to go. But if you can remember this lineup, it'll be Constantine 502. We need to get a mic check from you. Mic check.
Take your phone off mute.
Hey, y'all, it's Gwen.
Whoa,
hello,
my
Gwen.
Goodness.
Okay.
I'm scared now. I didn't know what that was.
I'm sorry. I thought you
How you doing, Gwen?
My bad. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is going to be so interesting. The way we're going to do this is I'm going to open up your mic you just go ahead and go. Just go ahead and be ready. For real, we'll be rounding this thing out last. The mods will be going to the last also. Yes, sir.
Hey, look, you can take me out, man, so it can be room, more room for all the rest of the poets, man. For real.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's looking
yes,
for
sir. You like that?
He's looking for
yes.
an escape hatch. Yeah, okay.
No.
If it's time, I'll stick. If it's time left. But
we
y'all
got
go
time.
Here.
All right, whether your microphone will be open, brother. Everybody else is about to go off,
right.
And that was sickness.
All
go
right,
ahead.
So turn us, put us on mute, but I'm going to let Free go first since I'm one of the hosts.
Free going to go before you, and then you will go after Free. So when y'all hear your microphone open up, Free, you go ahead and go, and then Jeannie, do you want to go first?
No, I want Free to go first because I had a request.
Okay. Got you.
All right.
So that's how y'all work it. So I'm about to go ahead and shut down these microphones.
Wait. What am I going after?
You'll be going after Gina. You'll be going after Gina. No, Gina will be going after you. You're going to hear the Blog Talk ladies say this right here, frequency, and then that means you go ahead and go. Can you hear me now, bro?
All right.
When you hear that, then it's your turn. All right. We're going to go ahead and kick this off with 502. I'm going to need a 502. I'm going to need you to go ahead and kick this off. We're going to start with you, Gwen-C.
Cool.
The mic is yours.
I predict not all my ancestors were racist. Either way, I am not their voice nor their thoughts. I be not they. I predict lies, audacity to claim truth, passion. When red and blue sides of politics finally mesh and make sense, that's power for the people. Golden years, those who raised us mustn't be taken for granted, ensuring they're cared for instead of taken advantage of as our superpower. Be king. Little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls, or black men and black women will be able to join hands with white men and white women without others or social media's opinions, as in ignorance. Red tape be destroyed. White murderers, even if uniform blue, get convicted and sentenced, and then black lives finally do matter. Respect what I say, regardless of my complexion, I've earned it. Me nor my work are green, it's my logo because it's my favorite. Been planting seeds for a dirty 30, I did it 3 dimes, silver. Sometimes I get too down in the weeds, but you ain't got to worry about keeping your grass cut low with me. I predict I will kill you with ink because what I write rattles. Jars, people from comfort, now they can't stand me. Not knowing I bring the table to offer them a damn seat. I predict someone who remembers my poems loves the soul inside I, which wasn't intended to be mine. I predict plague isn't the disease of people refusing to fight it. Instead, for their precious freedoms like dining and haircuts, they riot. We be better when we give into and learn from our demons. I predict thieves need it more than I, you, or we combined. I predict black patients get treated, but different. I predict like dried canal, poetry can take us to nowhere and not bring us back. Birth doesn't matter, neither does death, but my 3 biracial sons and all who look like them matter from birth to death, even when folk try to make them feel like they don't. I predict Nike made billions off black athletes, but I'm thankful they paid Cap after he needs, because more role model activists is what the world needs, heroes and sheroes. I predict time is non-existent. Old white male poets who I don't know probably paved the way for me, yet what I spit, they might consider me spitting on their graves. I predict in this world, New Eureka be the most influential place. Depression keeps me thriving. Some folk love what I write, but hate it because I'm white. For some, this poem need be read between the lines. I predict I'm going to keep my art official, even when some wish it's artificial. Some only want to see the worth and let us grow a little, then try to mow the roots, limbs, and leaves of Gwen-C poetry. But I'm a not always self-propelled machine, so negative energy moves me. And my pen be blade, self-powered, sharp, yet leaks bold like torch fire ink. I need no still approval. Cool. Keep judging and classifying me. Tatted since age 19. And until I'm ash, I'll be branded G. In peace.
gather at the feet of the Mithril Weaver, and I shall tell you a tale of a wicked thing that this way comes. Fade in. I wake again to the light of the moon does rend. The night is my only friend. I don't know how long it's been since I've seen the sun. And since I fell, oceans of time I have sailed. No escape the living hell, this monster within me that dwells, this demon I become. And once there was one who I so dearly loved, but I lost control of this hunger, this nightly beast that comes, or whatever done. For I'm what lies in wait on a lonely dark path, on the needle inside your arm, snapping in half, and the bump in the night, and what waits in the dark, and what takes your breath, what freezes your heart. I'm the snap of the twig, I'm the screech of the owl, I'm the beat of bat wings, the werewolf's growl, I'm what makes a walk turn into a run. I'm the wicked thing that this way comes. Fade out.
This is more than a pen. It is a window into the soul. It is life reimagined. This is laying your innermost thoughts on paper. This is a declaration. This is risk-taking. This is a very scary venture. This is opening the door to criticism. This is laying our heart bare. This is more than your life you put on the line. This is more than a pen. This is an opportunity to correct people's impression of you. This pen has taken on a life of its own. This pen has become my lifeline. This pen allows the mind to run free. This pen allows. Let me reiterate. This is the most important part of this journey. This pen allows. This is more than a pen. It's a window into your innermost lived experiences. It's an opportunity to connect with others. This is more than a pen. It's freedom to unleash the creativity locked within. This pen allows you to tackle complex life questions. This pen allows you to answer with clarity. This pen allows you to unleash your pen against the world's atrocities. This pen is more than powerful. It has the ability to spark conversation. It allows others to see that they are not alone. This pen is a beacon of light that guides you through the darkness. This is more than a pen. It's a magical instrument that has the ability to educate, illustrate, demonstrate, regulate, and to conversate in written form. This is more than a pen. It's a necessary extension of my love of the written word that has allowed me into a vast world of imagination. This is more than a pen. It's a symbol that is universal. It can unite or divide a nation. With the stroke of a pen, you can enact or strike down a law. Who would have thought this small cylindrical instrument has so many functions? This pen is an extension of and manifestation of written word greatness. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
You
know, they say beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. So I guess this old soul must be beautiful. As I lie here quietly blessed with sight through eyes deemed worthy enough to behold her, I realize I now see life through a new light, as I'm quite sure that even heaven knows I'll set flames to the world if it dare bring harm or pain to her. Though not limited to her, I experience the closest thing to the meaning of life as my spirit is lifted by her. See, warm hugs from her humbles me down from king of oneself, because to her, I may as well be a steward, a jester, a clown bound to put a smile on the face of she who wears it charmingly with grace like a crown. With two older brothers raised and trained to always respect and protect her as their duty, she is the very essence of beauty. The mold broken by God as he gave high five to every single angel frozen in awe, saying, wow, look at her. How can such a beautiful heritage and rewarding fruit of the womb still reflect my image and wear it as if it's a thread cut from a cloth of her own? Clothed with strength and dignity, I wonder, what have I done to receive such a beautiful blessing sent to me? smiles with an infectious presence, giggles as naturally contagious as possibly intended by the heavens, the essence of what is meant by breathtaking, blessings on blessings on blessings that indicates exactly what my purpose is. And it's in her I see how fragile life is, how strong I must be, how soft and gentle I can be, delicate. I tell myself I will not leave her crippled by spoiling her, but the falling out with my words and I seem to always occur because of her. The Achilles heel to my backbone. My aurora borealis lies in the eyes of this little walking soul of solace, a breath of fresh air, my sunflower in the form of a brown-skinned Liberian girl, a girl capable of creating storms without even a care. She speaks music with laughter of poetry. She confiscates my attention immediately, instantly reminds me what my job is, father, with arms of iron gates to protect her, a chest like a bed on which she rests her head and leaves me a prisoner. Well kept in silence for any defiance shall wake this beauty of innocence with volume of arrogance and tears that pours out cries of hurricane. The quiet I must remain, still enough to be moved by her, thinking, wow, I mean, look at her. How in the world can someone who makes so much noise sleep so peacefully? And it's in moments like these, I wholeheartedly accept my fate, willingly, as I am indeed, prisoner to a beauty. And you best believe I'm honored and proud to be. Boom.
I love music. Always have, always will. I love poetry, too. See, I'm the odd beat in the random note and a masterpiece. When I use my pen for release, the need for music is increased. I melt into the rhythm and the melody, letting lyrics speak to me intimately, familiar and warm. I'm protected from harm. I transport myself to a different place. I'm in a good headspace, super high, the way that I like to be. My pulse begins to increase rapidly, breathing uneven. The beat has me connected to the singer and the song. This can't be wrong. I adjust the volume. Thump, thump, thump goes the bass, coloring the cheeks of my face, caught in the hook, and I'm shook. My body starts to shake. Pen hand has that familiar ache. I gotta pen new poetry. Inspiration is all around me. A lot of it is musically. See, my energy is all-consuming. Sunny skies on a day that was previously gloomy. Started banging out this while drums were being expertly beat. Bass guitar is strum and keyboard is his own one. So begins the fun. I'm bobbing my head and tapping my foot, letting my pen put in this work, writing to express my symbiotic relationship with music is beyond my control. I'm not ashamed of the way that notes take over. I've accepted this as I grow older. Certain musical genres make my ink bolder. I'm calmer and gentler with the smooth melody of music. It has to be part of me as much as I love poetry in peace.
Yes, Jay? Are you muted, my brother?
Oh, crap. Man, going
whole...
in.
You did your
going
whole piece
nuts.
Of mute, bro.
Sideways, bro. We can't be doing that. Then we got a radio show.
Yo, you did your whole piece in mute, bro.
You know what? I blame the people.
It's Donna's fault. I think it's Mama Donna's fault, bro. Mama Donna's fault.
Yeah, finally. We got her, bro. We got her, man. Let me go into this piece right quick. No, hey. You want to do your piece? We got 6 minutes.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, man. Do your thing.
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm glad you was able to go ahead and break in through the back door and turn the stove off, the beans off. All right. The cool, tempestuous winds, as their last sweeps, only remembered in rumors, memories of cooler times forgotten. As the arid wind gales, a sail and sails down the street. The campfire has been lit. and the aroma is sweet. As the steam rolls down our asphalted streets, ladies and gentlemen, I present Exhibit A, the heat. The heat that allows the elites to eat, dine, and sip wine as they wax, wane, and wine of their own import. Apparently two glasses too many. As they gloat over their timing, over their official, and the court, so on and so forth. Bribes are a poison delivered into the arms of the people. It's the toxins in the little fatty bits of highly prized tissues, because in the fat is where the lie lies. So tender, exquisite, buried in the jelly until utensil unsheathes and cleaves, revealing the supple opaqueness of this flesh. And its consumption has ghoulish side effects. You have maimed and murdered life, and now all your dreams are within your grasp. Be the lion. Choose from the weak and elderly and do what comes naturally, and fill your coffers to capacity. Callous your eyes so the ghoul is spread, because these are not people. These are but numbers and algorithms that you will never meet. Remember, it's no crime as long as you do it with a punchline. And don't let your disgust for your lust ever show. No. Even if your stomach retches and convulses, you hide it. You suppress it, because your diet should be hard to swallow. Bones in the pot rub smooth on their edges. Gory, disembodied faces staring through you. Small hands stirred into the casserole of enlightenment. You burn the land to boil the seeds, to scorch the earthen pot, to produce this stew. But the stew is bad. And I sit here at this table staring deep into this hearty bowl of why feed me your crimes. A backbone, a spine, my spoon finds. It all offends. But this is the recipe of men who think that they are the one true God. Poem. That's it for you, brother.
That's it, man. And that was a dope piece, may I say so, bro. That was dope as hell.
Man, I'm about to get everybody back off in this, Joe. Hey, man, much love to you for real, man. This right here has been a dream come true this whole ride, man, from when I was calling in till now. What's going on with you, Gina?
What?
Frequency.
Man, I had the opportunity to spit my piece live in front of my family. Stephanie, Eddie, and Frank heard my piece, and when you muted me, it was perfect because they all wanted to snap. They had
all
none.
Right,
it
right.
was recycled. It was recycled for y'all. It was fresh here, and it was a key style. So it worked out.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. You deep in the pocket, lady. Gwen C, how you doing, lady? You thought I'd just put on your helmet and ran on in there, didn't you, lady? Gwen C, to the microstage area.
Oh, my bad. That time I was muted, and I appreciate you making space for me and giving me a place to spit. Thank you so much. Y'all gave me some time.
Yes,
I really
ma'am.
Appreciate it.
We were honored
Love
to have
you.
A gunslinger such as yourself come up in here.
Well, thanks. Hey, Gina.
You know you're my girl. I love you. I'm so glad that you made it. Your people
you
are always
that.
Dope and necessary. And my family enjoyed the whole speed round. They were like, who is that?
Oh,
I
bet that's fun, yeah.
You know what my daughter said? She said, oh, yeah, the one you got the painting from, yes. And it,
oh.
and I named it the moon, and I called it Aluna.
Oh.
And I have a cat named Luna, so thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, your picture is
for that
cat.
Gwen.
Huh?
I want to see pictures. This is for real.
Oh, okay. I think I still have a picture of Gina's painting. I'll share it.
Beautiful. Gwen, are you... Oh, go ahead. Free to speak time.
Nah,
oh,
man,
I was just saying I appreciate
awesome,
y'all giving
man.
Me space.
Quincy. Then you, Frequency.
My bad. I was just saying I appreciate y'all giving me some time because I was in here listening and finally got in late. So thank you for making that space for me.
I was wondering who that was down there. I was like, man, 502 been down there kind of patient over there. And then all of a sudden the hand went up and I was like, oh, my God, it's Quincy.
Thank you.
Frequency.
Yes, sir, man. Just to echo what she just said, I appreciate the opportunity. I needed a mic, and this was on time, bro. This was on time. Gina. Madam Storm, I owe you one. You passed me through on the three-way. Yo, yeah.
Oh, I'm about that life. They call me the poetry Uber. I will not leave a poet hanging. If you need to get in, I got home. I'm not at home right now, so I could bring in two people, but not air. But sometimes I'll be on both phones, and I'll bring in anybody who needs a ride. You my brother,
bro,
I got
you. On the Uber.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate
that. I'm about that life. You're welcome. I love you. I needed you here.
Well, I thank you. I thank you, Gina.
Mama Donna, you still no Mama Donna. She just flew the clue.
Yeah,
she
didn't
play
her
old lady card. Yeah, she got on out of here for real. So, what did you think of tonight's show, brother?
Yo, man, I had fun, man. I love the seriousness in the conversation, man. The poetry is outstanding as always, man. I just love hearing different forms, different styles, and of expression. And I love when people make me, touch me inwardly. And I just had a good night on my night off, man. It was beautiful.
Man, I'm glad you spent your night off with us, man. It really mean a lot. And I know we all get busy and the rest of that. But, bro, we talked about legacy tonight. And this thing that you threw together with Epiphany, man, is something that's incredible. Incredible.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, man. I love you guys, man. I love you guys, man.
We love you too, brother.
You know?
All right.
And that's
what you talking about? That's for real. For real, for real. Gina, do you mind going ahead giving us a promo in the outro?
Not a problem. On Saturday, we missed it today, so we'll catch you next week. Clubhouse, the Small House of Poetry presents The Kitchen at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have the living room where we break down your poem, get to know you as a poet, and often have a question that we'd like you to ask, like we did here tonight at the Just Jay and Gina show. We're here every other Saturday night on Epiphany, and this is part of the For Real Network. We're so happy and humbled to have had Larry Maddox, the CEO of this network, the founder of the Epiphany family, and our friend for life. It's sponsored by Raw Links, and why be ordinary when you can be raw? Catch us not next Saturday, but the following Saturday at the Just Jay and Gina show. And then you can also catch us on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we have a WSHOP morning a.m. drive show where we have conversation questions, scoop rules. We ask about what's in your cup and how the weather is, where the hell you are, because people are all over the place, not just this country, but the world. And we like to know what they're drinking in the morning. And we're just happy to have you when you're there. We have a sprinkle of poetry in our morning talk show, a lot of conversation and banter, questions and answers, participation from the audience. So see us on Clubhouse on Monday morning. And that wraps up the lineup. For the Epiphany Universe, there's a show every night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and they vary. King and Queen Court is tomorrow night. Tuesday is Mojave. He has a variety of shows. I think there's five in total. Wednesday night, I'm not sure yet. It has to be announced, as well as Thursday night, The Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, as well as Van Meadows. They are doing their thing, poetic, and Dan's show is spectacular. You don't want to miss that. Friday nights is varied.
And Saturday night, like I said, next Saturday, not us, but the following Saturday, catch Jess, Jay, and Gina's show here at the Pippin Universe. And that's it, y'all. One love, one mic. Happy to have had you.
The best in the land, y'all. The best in the land. Appreciate
Thank
you, Gina.
Thank you, partner. I couldn't do this without you.
Oh, yeah, we also have to mention Vote for Epiphany, Vote for Small House of Poetry. We need to go ahead and bring that back back here.
National Poetry Awards, we will share the link. The link is on my page. It's the Small House of Poetry page on Facebook and Instagram. You can also catch us on YouTube. And so wherever you see the link, please take the time out and vote. Mojave is voted for is nominated for the Honey Drippers. J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic Meadows are nominated for the Get Down. The Small House of Poetry is nominated. We're so happy and blessed to even be in that category. And Jim Storm has been nominated for Overcomer of the Year. So
you better get it out there. Don't you be playing with me, man. We're going to go to war.
I'm doing a self-promotion because I encourage everyone to do so. So I'm just going to toot my own horn, toot-toot, and we out of here.
Don't be a hypocrite.
I am never that. I'm going to
promote yourself. Oh, somebody got that good gun. Who is that? I can probably tell if I hear a couple more calls.
Larry was about to say something, but he got choked up.
It expanded on him too fast.
Mr. Maddow, Mr. Tiffany, Mr. Wallace.
Just got his baby in.
I know you ain't smoking that good.
One more time, for real. Be an OG, man. One more time, baby.
What's really going?
Baby.
No, I don't believe
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm
going to
tell
you.
Look,
there you go.
You're going to have to neck bones and macaroni this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to go back to this war fight. Get in.
I enjoyed myself tonight. It was good.
We enjoyed you. And I can do CPR, but not long distance.
I can tell you how to do it on the chair, though.
Oh, damn.
You lay a chair like
hell?
This and you jump on it.
That would be the Heimlich. We don't need the Heimlich.
Oh, all right. I'm giving out the wrong medical advice.
He sure is, man.
He's trying to kill you. I'm just going to put it out there. Mr. Piffling, he is trying to kill you, my brother.
No.
Sure
it'd be quite by accident that happened.
Right. This has been amazing, though, honestly. Like, I haven't had this much fun since earlier today. I love you. Y'all are excellent. Poetry is everything, and y'all brought it. F.B. Brown was bananas.
We got to get Gwen C. in there for an interview. She got to go ahead and come over to this clubhouse. Oh, yeah, she's been doing too much head.
Oh, yeah.
Get over there and let her go nuts. Just give her the microphone. Do what you do, Quincy.
And she needs to change her PCR regularly doing said feature while she's at Clubhouse so that people can see her paintings because she, like the two of you brothers, is talented and gifted on another level.
Right.
Aww. Gina.
Oh, she's still here.
I'm telling you, it's real. It transfers over all airwaves, every show, during all circumstances, simply because you are dope, and that needs to be recognized and appreciated, and I'm here for it.
Man, I appreciate that so much, Gina. I love you. And yes, y'all know I already voted today.
Yes.
I'm so excited for y'all because I definitely hit them links today.
Sweet. I appreciate that.
Every vote counts and it helps, and we're thankful, humbled, and grateful. Absolutely want to feature you, and with Jared's approval, we know it's going to have to happen when you need to be in the place. No pressure, though.
Hey, all you got to do is tell me when.
Absolutely.
You're going to be the secret weapon.
And we'll make it happen. I'll shoot you a text tomorrow.
Okay, just not this week during Southern Fried, but any time. I will do it, I promise.
Much love.
Absolutely.
Hey, Frequency,
one love,
you
one
giving
love.
That though a time, ain't you? For real, sound like he going down into the lair.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, man. It was good having you rock with us tonight, too, man. We haven't done that since we did the Monday night thing, you do.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool, man. You know, hang out with you guys. I ain't got no friends over here. I just kicked everybody to the curb. So hanging out with y'all guys, you know, it was fun, man. I had a good time. I really did.
All right, cool. Well, we about to shut this down. For real, how do you shut this down when it says that the episode is, like, over with? Ain't nothing lit up. Ain't nothing lit up.
You just hang up your phone. You do what you want. Right. Hang up your phone.
All right, well, this was real. Mama Donna hung out with us as long as she could.
She old, you know that.
She was getting... She was giving us time for real. Oh my goodness,
yeah,
man. What the
was.
Hell is that about?
She was like,
hey,
I'm
bro,
done.
We can talk about it.
It's a wrap.
We can talk about it right now. This is the best time to talk about
no,
it.
No, I'm too scared still. Like, man, she pick a fight in the room.
Gonna pop out of nowhere for you.
Oh, so you want to talk shit?
What you talking about, Jared?
I know.
Yeah, I was take a chance,
you know how we do it.
Yeah. Look, last time right, still got y'all up in here.
I know. They always give us room like this to move around 12 minutes after the fact, man.
Yeah, you probably got six
more
hours wilding. You can do.
I've never seen this. I don't know how it's running
right.
Over. Did you schedule the show for
after
3 hours?
Last time we was in here. Yeah, it's been over 312.
Oh, I remember we was over last time. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no boys lit up. I don't think it's recording that. I know. I'm about to go ahead and get her in now.
She didn't get ignorant. She didn't cut us off. This is dope.
Man.
Look, you know she don't care nothing about us. She be letting us
get
away with
murder.
She
don't care nothing about life, if that's what you're talking about, no.
Nah, not one bit.
She'd be like, thank you for calling the Talk Radio.
I said, fuck those kids.
Goodbye.
I'm like, okay, I ain't got nothing to do with
that. And your call will be disconnected. Look.